Hello, webheads, and welcome to your exclusive Patreon that you subscribe to for Spider-Man, the animated series podcast. Will and I are here right now, and we can't thank you enough for being our exclusive members and getting access to all this great content. What are we doing today, bud?
Yes, welcome, everybody. I'm sweating my arse off. It's the hottest day of the year, and I've rigged my microphone, which is attached to the thing that my dog uses to run up to the bed, my little baby Grime. I have my microphone attached to that, and I'm laying in bed, and I've got a pillow on my lap with a laptop in front of me, and I'm sweating nuts, and this is all for you.
Nothing like feeling exclusive.
Well, look, you know what my wife's doing right now? She's drinking Bellinis and cross-stitching slash reading a book outside under our parasol in the sun.
That sounds lovely.
With her feet up. And she was like, oh, you're going to go watch Spider-Man? Bye, you chump. She's living a life.
She is living a life. But we're going to do something that we've obviously wanting to be doing for a while, maybe not in the hottest day of the year, but it's something we've been wanting to do, which is review movies. Movies that influenced us as kids or also were influenced by Spider-Man, the animated series. So we thought none other than Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 1 would be the best choice to start this all off. So welcome to our movie commentary review. If you have access to Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 1, we suggest that you queue it up now and get it on 0:00. That's where William and I are. William, I haven't called you William in ages.
William, you're my father.
That's where Dickhead and I are queued up to right now. And we're going to hit play at the same time. And we're going to comment on it. And you can watch along and hear us comment. Or maybe you just want to hear us talk about the movie because you know it so well. Or you can't watch the movie right away.
I'm drinking some tequila.
Yep, I'm drinking a beer. Either way, welcome to the Patreon Club for Spider-Man the Animated Series podcast. We really appreciate your donations. Thank you so much. And yeah, let's get started. You ready to watch this movie?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to hit play in 3.
Now, hang on. When we did the test of this, you just went 3, 2, 1. You say go afterwards, so it helps everybody do it. 3, 2, 1, go. And that's when you, and we go on the go.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. All right.
4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds.
Yep, we're on track, baby. We're good to go.
I've got it leveled so I can hear the movie and you. I've also put subtitles on to help me if it's too low.
Okay, cool.
Now, one thing immediately, I was like, oh yeah, I used to love this music. I was like, wait a minute, this is Tim Burton, isn't it?
No, Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman, yeah, same guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean.
They do a lot of work together, don't they? So that's only fair. Yeah, I love this
music. I totally
music.
Forgot that Danny Elfman did the score to this movie.
Yeah, I really love the soundtrack as well. I think it's so cool.
I think this is the most superhero sounding music I've ever heard in a movie.
What, over Superman?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. What is it you like so much about this music then?
Well, it has that Danny Elfman darkness to it.
Yeah, and the choir.
You got that? I don't know. It just feels like a hero's... It feels very... I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
No, I know. I mean, you know, I love movie scores and stuff, especially Danny Elfman's. I love those, like, descending strings there as we're, like, going through this really cool... What do you think about this animated sequence with the webs and, like, going through a bloodstream? Because obviously it's kind of the same animation when he...
I love it.
Yeah,
I think it's... About him turning into Spider-Man and his DNA changing and everything.
Yeah, and the spiders walking around and webs. Yeah, it's a really cool intro. And do you miss movies that have like a intro card thing like this? Like not an intro card, but an animated sequence?
Not really.
No, you like it just getting on with it?
Yeah, if I was watching this by myself, I would have skipped all of this.
Oh, I don't know. I love this. Like it builds like that anticipation. And I love the webs coating around Spider-Man as like you see his hand and you just saw his shoulders there.
Like, I ain't got time for all this crap. I just want to see.
Oh, how cool is that, though, with him raising his head up?
His suit there looked more like the Andrew Garfield suit.
Yeah, it
did.
Like
all those little patterns on the blue.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and the spider on the back as well. That's obviously designed for this movie. It's not the traditional spider logo on the back.
But I suppose one thing we should do is, obviously not everyone's going to be watching this movie whilst we're watching it. so we can't just react to stuff. We have
to talk about it. No, definitely not. I've got some facts for you for this movie that I'm planning on chatting about. But yeah.
I feel weird. I'd never watch movies on a laptop. This is so strange. I need a big fucking TV to watch stuff.
Do you feel like a student?
I do.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm pirating this, but I'm watching off Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so this film, do you remember going to see this as kids?
Of course. I remember the whole day.
Oh, really? I don't remember the whole day. I remember
I remember it was my friend. His name was Woodrow. And I guess I was 12 years old, and he had a birthday around my birthday, because this movie came out around my birthday, I believe. And he made the big birthday that was all the kids are going to go see Spider-Man. I was like, fuck, I wanted to do that for my birthday. I was like, all right, fine. And I remember I was at his house, and we were like playing a game, and the guy, the birthday boy, accidentally injured me. And right. I remember I really like sprained my arm or something really badly playing a stupid game. And then we went to go see the movie in theaters, and I couldn't sit with everyone because the movie theater was packed. So I was like, you know, when you have to sit like all the way in the front watching
break
it?
Your neck watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. I loved it as a kid. I got all the toys and everything.
I remember you running around with a Green Goblin and Spider-Man toy in like Macy's.
Yes. Yeah. When our mum was shopping, I was moving Green Goblin all through like the coat racks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching you do that. I mean, I was a little older, but I love this.
You're probably jealous because you're like 50. You're like, I'm too cool for toys. And you see me, you're like, no, sad about it.
There he is. There's Tobey Maguire, Peter Parker. We see him
coming on the bus.
I think
What's weird? Sorry to interrupt, but I'm writing a story right now that I'm putting a pitch together for, which is all about like a kid in high school kind of getting superpowers. And I wrote this scene, and I was like, where did I get that from anywhere? It's from this freaking movie. So I'm glad I've already cut this scene out.
So some interesting stuff I was reading today. Tobey Maguire is 26 when filming this. Mm-hmm. And then Harry Osborn, James Franco, he's 23, and Kirsten Dunst is 20 in this movie. So they're all supposed to be the same age of 17 going on 18. Peter Parker looks like he's a 30-year-old man already. Don't you think Tobey Maguire just doesn't look like a teenager? Like he always looks like a middle-aged man. No matter how many like sweat hoodies and stuff they put him in, he always looks old. Oh, there he is. We got Defoe.
Will Defoe, the savior of this crappy movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some scenes I'm looking forward to seeing again, but he is the shining star for this film.
My subtitles aren't working for some reason.
Oh, look at him. He looks like Norman Osborn as well. Like, if I saw him in another comic book film, I'd be like, that's Norman Osborn. Look at him. I like them setting up, obviously, right here. I mean, this is the famous GIF coming up, isn't it? Which is where Norman meets Peter and he's like, I'm quite the scientist myself.
I think James Franco's an interesting choice of Harry, because Harry, to me, is way more nerdy than, like, the coolness of James Franco.
Yeah, I mean, Harry, like
these two actors should be flipped, really.
Yeah, James Franco tried out for Spider-Man, and he was
I do know that.
Yeah, he was like third choice or something like that, and then he got Harry afterwards. I mean, he does look like he's related to Willem Dafoe.
He does, yeah.
They dyed Franco's hair to match Willem Dafoe's in this. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene later on, you know, where Harry goes to visit Peter in the hospital because Aunt May's there, and he's got like flowers. That scene was shot early on, and he's got black hair in that scene. So they hadn't dyed it yet. Yeah. So it's like one of the early scenes they did. What do you think about this whole origin scene that we've got here? Obviously, with like these super spiders that they're making.
It's fine. Again, like the story I'm writing, I'm so happy I'm changing because I was like, oh my god, I just wrote Spider-Man 1. But instead of spiders, it's sharks. I'm happy I changed it. I never minded any of this.
No, I think it's pretty.
I mean, cool. I love Sam Raimi as a director.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely a great choice for this. And we haven't really talked about Kirsten Dunst yet. How do you feel about her as Mary Jane?
I'm I respect Kirsten Dunst as an actress, especially in Fargo season 2. I think she's absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like her as Mary Jane, personally.
Yeah, I don't feel like she's got that Mary Jane, like, you know, like, what am I thinking of? Like, je ne sais quoi, like that, like, yep. extra element of just like...
How is that kid standing behind Peter Parker in high school? Did you see him?
No, I missed
that. He has male pattern baldness.
Well, you know, the teacher is younger than Tobey Maguire.
That's ridiculous.
And he's supposed to be their teacher. Yeah, the ages are all over this film.
You know, as a kid, when you think of seniors in high school, this is what, like, you know, when I was 12, I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what seniors look like.
Yeah.
They're like, cool, they're, like, you know, adults that are having sex.
They're middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kirsten Dunst doesn't do a bad job at looking like Mary Jane, at least in this scene. I think she, like, she looks like Mary Jane, but she just doesn't act like Mary Jane.
Though. I would love these movies if Tobey Maguire and Mary Jane were played by different actors, I think. But these have a huge nostalgia kick for me.
Yeah, yeah.
These are now turned into the so bad they're good.
Yes, they are. And there's, I mean, there's a lot that, you know, this film had that kind of paved the way for superhero films. And I know, obviously, you had Blade and X-Men before this, but this was like... I mean, this is the film that earned $100 million in one weekend. That's the most the film industry had ever seen in one weekend, you know, at that point. Obviously, that's been beaten by now. But at that time, this film had, you know, a huge blockbuster opening. I mean, do you remember, like, shows like Entourage, where they were comparing, like, him being Aquaman to, like, we got a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man weekend. Like, they were talking about this film.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I wasn't a massive Entourage fan as you were.
Oh, I love that show. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I want to party with the boys to make movies. Entourage.
Mark Wahlberg.
That's in the office, isn't it? Where they're talking about, yeah. Oh, Michael watched Entourage this week, and the customer goes, Entourage.
Entourage, yeah. Oh, we got our little interaction here with Mary Jane.
I think my problem is Mary Jane does not belong in high school with Spider-Man.
You think
I love that story of it's the date that he keeps trying to be set up on, and he keeps pushing off.
Yeah.
Just like how they do it in the animated series.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, and that's the whole classic, you know, face tug, you just hit the jackpot with a blind date. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. What do you think about this CG sequence with the spider coming down? I mean, when I saw it originally, I was like, oh my god, that looks fantastic, and that looks like a real spider, and it may even be...
I didn't even know it was CG.
Okay, so that is a real spider, right? There's CG and there's real. They actually, what they did is, I was reading today, they put actual spiders, they inoculated actual spiders, that's CG obviously, but they inoculated spiders and painted them. So that actual spider rappelling down from a web, painted, like it's blue and red, but that was painted on by someone on set. Can you imagine
the blue and red on the spider is just so unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like, this is the Spider-Man spider.
It's the Spider-Man spider.
Oh,
the
look.
One problem I have with this as well, because is it in the books, he gets bitten by the spider and then the spider gets squished or dies somehow or something?
I think it gets squished, yeah.
Because now anybody can get bitten by that one spider and turn into Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true, because it's still alive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I watched Homecoming recently, and they don't go into the whole origin, but Ned's like, so what happened? He's like, I was bitten by a spider. And he's like, could I get bitten by a spider? He's like, the spider's dead, Ned. And it was like, they were almost like, no, there is no other chance of being Spider-Man. Where, you're right, in this movie, if someone like Miles Morales comes across that spider, he's going to get bit.
That's what happened in the PS4 Spider-Man game, didn't it?
I'm not sure. I never got up to that part. I never beat that game. I did love playing it, but I just stopped for some reason.
I beat all of the add-on stuff and everything. I loved it.
So we get our first look at Oscorp here. And Oscorp...
I like how, like, all of, like, the decor, like, look at the railings, they're green.
Yeah, that's true.
And the
outfit's
green, the logo's green. Even the computer monitors have green computer monitors up.
Lots
no
of
purple, though.
Lots of symbolism. Well, he doesn't have... Well, I guess his glider's purple, isn't it? But he doesn't have purple on his suit. He's just full green in this
movie. You've seen that test footage of what they were going to do with the actual Green Goblin mask,
mate,
right?
That suit was terrifying and absolutely perfect, and I don't know why. Now, I was reading today that the reason that one of the reasons they didn't go with that suit, besides some malfunctions with the facial features, is it was too bulky for Defoe, and Defoe did 90% of his stunts in this movie.
90%,
and he insisted on having a more streamlined costume so he could be more agile on the glider and do more of his stunts. Mm-hmm. So respect for Defoe doing that, because you didn't need to if you're wearing a fucking mask the whole time.
Mm. Oh, we got Uncle Ben. Still the best Uncle Ben.
Ever.
Hands down.
Yep, and still the best Aunt May.
I still love the way he goes, Peter.
Peter, 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 Patrick, Peter.
Yeah, she is the best Aunt May.
They're both the absolute, like, if I didn't know this was a Spider-Man movie and you just show me this scene, I'd be like, oh, that's Aunt May and Uncle Ben. Like, they just nail it. I even like Peter's house. That looks like Aunt May's house, doesn't it?
It does. Very. Yeah, you're right.
Like the flower wallpaper and all the words.
Like the new Spider-Man movies, they're just so good. Like, and I know they're changing a lot, but like sometimes you can get away with it. It's a bold move to change origin stuff, like having a younger Aunt May and Mary Jane in high school with him again and all that type of stuff. But, you know, it's just like the Dark Knight franchises. They took stuff and changed it, and they got away with it. I don't recommend people doing that, but when it works, it works.
Yeah.
But you're right. This right now, I'm like, I am watching a Spider-Man comic.
Yes.
The new movies, I don't feel like I'm watching a comic. I'm just watching the Marvel Universe's version of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I totally agree. The Marvel Comics version of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But they do make him have organic webs, which, you know, does mess
well,
up.
Well, we know that has to do with James Cameron's film that was supposed to, you know, come years before this one. Oh, here's the original scene they shot of him all skinny before he bulked up. I was reading about his diet and regimen, and Tobey Maguire is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So they had to pack him full of, like, protein, but obviously veggie protein. So he ate a shitload of, like, chickpeas.
Well, the technology wasn't really there yet. People didn't know how to get protein as much as they do now from chickpeas and peas, especially, and all that type of stuff. See, look, now, another thing, because I'm writing a book that has to do with transforming into something. I realize I love people transforming into stuff a lot. Like, anything where someone transforms, I know that you hate it because it's your worst fear.
Well, I don't mind this because he's...
It's like, look, I don't mind turning into Spider-Man, but I don't want to turn into a man spider.
Exactly. Yeah, who wants to turn into a man?
I don't care who's turning into what. I just like people turning into other things.
How do you feel like about both origins here? Because you just literally had Peter turning into Spider-Man, and now
the movie's going, and I'm totally fine with it. We're not dicking about.
No, we're not. We're moving, aren't we? Yeah, I was about to say, I'm actually okay with it. Like, I like both hero and villain are being created at the same time.
Everyone's going into the movie knowing who Spider-Man is.
Look
right?
how green that lab is. You're so right. That fucking thing is decked out with green.
The floor looks like it's almost like a green pool.
you're right. All the computer screens are green. That's just
everything's green.
That's amazing. Imagine if he's just like, I will be the Red Goblin. And he's like, dude, there's green everywhere. And also, Green Goblin sounds better.
I love the way he smashes this bottle after he drinks it.
I mean, I do too. And then also, the best part is right when he puts the...
Oh, it's Cole.
Yeah. That flinch.
That can't have been in the script.
No, that's definitely it. That must be. I love that so much. Now, this character who's helping Norman right now... I can't remember the character's name, which is bad, but it's the same one in the animated series that helps him when the explosion happens and Norman becomes Green Goblin. So, another thing, because obviously A.B. Arad, being part of the animated series and the producer of this film, we've already talked about it on our podcast, but we know the similarities here.
So, still laughing. It's just when Norman Osborn pops up on that thing... And he looks at the lab assistant and he gives him that nod. I love that nod he gives him. He's just blubbing into his neck. He's like,
oh, it's also that exhale when the gas comes in. So I was reading a fun fact about the gas today. Raimi wanted green gas, but they could only produce white with like a hint of green. And if they went greener, it was actually toxic for the environment. So that gas is all...
They just greenlit it or something?
No, that gas is all CG. So that's all CG gas in there.
Couldn't they just shut green light under it?
No,
like when you're playing like Laser Quest?
I'm sure they probably tried and it just didn't work enough. Oh, that always scared me when I was younger.
Yeah, going into Sam Raimi big time territory now.
Yeah, with the white
having
eyes.
Spooky white eyes as he's turning into
and
the
also
Green
this
Goblin.
Moment when it made me jump when like he runs in there and he's worried about him. He's going to give him, you know, some like heart, what is it? My CPR basically. Yeah, look at this. And it's just that scene where he's about to grab him that scares the shit out of me. Here we go.
Oh, we're getting to proper Sam Raimi, like Evil Dead directing with the huge zoom ins.
Yep.
Which is definitely something that
ooh, that guy's fucked
Edgar
up.
Wright took from him.
Yes, that's true, actually.
Those quick zooms.
Yeah, now we go back to, you're right, this movie is moving. We go back to Peter now, he's waking up. And he's doesn't
what would
he
you do if you woke up and suddenly jacked?
I've thought about it every day since I've seen this film. I love this. He doesn't need his glasses. You would love that too. What if you woke up one day and you're like, I don't need my glasses?
You do realize that without my glasses on, that's not what it looks like, right?
No, I know that.
Like,
but I'm
I bet
saying.
You assume that without my glasses on, it's just a fuzzy world out
no,
there.
No, I don't assume that. I know that you're what are you, farsighted or nearsighted?
I have astigmatism, so I think I'm technically both.
Okay. He's not as jacked as I actually remember.
He doesn't need to be super jacked. He's Spider-Man.
That's true. He just needs to be lean, doesn't he? Yeah, he's cut.
He's ripped.
Yeah, he looks good, actually. Yeah, he's
got tiny titties, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He didn't develop the pecs.
Little baby titties.
Little baby spider tits. Big change. I love that.
Well, I have headphones on right now, and these are like cheap video game. I don't know. They have Super Mario logos on them. I don't even know where I got them with a Switch carrying case.
Right.
But do you have surround sound audio right now?
No.
I had Aunt May speaking behind me going, Peter.
You're like, look, you're looking behind you like, Aunt May, are you here? Oh, I love that little run. That little run down the steps as he runs it like across the wall. I'm like, that's the first signs of Spider-Man. Hey, Michelangelo! Yeah, this just feels... You're
fuck
right.
You, Uncle Ben!
This feels so Spider-Man comics. You know, I'm amazed when people aren't fans of this film, like, at all. Like, it follows the story of Spider-Man really well from the comics. Like,
yeah, except for this addition of Mary Jane is his literal girl next door. And like, I got a dad that yells at me and all.
Yeah,
this
but if
of
you remember
stuff.
In the animated series, she has like an estranged father, doesn't she? That like never loved her. So I think they, once again, it's A.V. Arid just kind of, I think, taking.
Yeah,
bits.
But the addition of like, I just don't like him growing up with Mary Jane.
Did I just see a Massachusetts license plate?
Maybe, I don't know.
Do you see that in the corner by?
Oh yeah, there is a Massachusetts license plate.
But they're in New York. I mean, I guess
there's another one right there.
I guess. Yeah, is that... No, that's a New York one, because I can see the Statue of Liberty. That
People can just be in New York City with different license plates.
Yeah,
America.
No, I know. I was about to say, I guess someone from Massachusetts...
I just see a Massachusetts... Oh, yeah, I just saw a New Jersey
I
license plate.
I saw a New
plate.
Jersey license plate, too, yeah. Okay, fair.
I've had to do this. Has that ever happened to you?
No, never.
I remember chasing a bus down at like 6:40 in the morning. I was walking up the driveway, and the bus was waiting there, and then it just pulled off. So I started running after it, and I was shouting, and it stopped to pick up another student. The student looked at me, I was way down the road, I was like, stop the bus! And they just got on the bus, and the bus just continued, and I was so angry.
Were you sweating?
And I went back, and I told my mom, and she was like, fuck it, don't go to school today, that's ridiculous.
Oh, this scene, when Harry's picking up his dad, this scene used to make me fucking, like, fart almost. He's like, last night I was... Yeah, ready? That one. Like, I remember in the cinema.
Really?
I remember in the cinema when we first saw that.
The jump scare of him twisting his
eyes.
Yeah,
because it comes out of nowhere. And that's the beauty of Sam Raimi, is putting, like, unexpected... You think it's going to be a calm, like, scene, and then suddenly he throws in a jump scare out of nowhere. And I think that's really cool and clever. Because I remember seeing that in the cinemas, and when that happened, everyone's like, "What?" Like that, just like instantly jumped out of their seats.
I don't remember that.
So yeah, this
French fries.
What do you think of this whole sequence? Like him, like discovering he has webbing and stuff.
I hate superhero movies when people blatantly use their powers in public and nobody notices. Like in the Amazing Spider-Man film, when he like What did he do? Like, he chucked like a football and knocked over like the football net or something ridiculous. And everyone's wow, he's got a good arm. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
He just destroyed public property with a football. He's a superhero.
Now, that sequence of Peter grabbing her lunch in the tray, I always thought that...
she really looks like Mary Jane there, actually.
She does. She looks like Mary Jane, man. You know the sequence of all the food falling on the tray and he catches it all?
Great reflexes.
That scene was shot 40 or 50 times, and it's not CG, and they're not on wires. That's someone on a ladder about 3 feet above them, dropping the food, and he had to actually catch all the food on the tray.
That sounds like a really impractical way of shooting that.
I thought so too, but they shot it
I would have thought they would have shot it in reverse and had strings pulling everything off of it.
That would have been a much better idea. Well, maybe you should have tried it. It was just one of the
things. See, I hate this. Like, Spider-Man is now just like webbing up plates and grabbing them. But I guess they're playing like, no one pays attention to little Petey.
Yeah, but also, and also, he's running with the web. Like, people see a massive bit of web.
Oh, this is, you're right. Stuck this is the worst thing.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to have Spider-Man, and, like, he's clearly, like, just a guy with webbing.
Yeah, and if anybody finds that, because it dissolves in, like, 2 hours, they can study it, and they'd be like, what is this stuff?
We've decided it's calm.
Now, how do you like the Spider-Sense? I like how everything slows down. I think it's great.
I have used this in my new story.
This Spider-Sense, I think, is the best Spider-Sense we've seen on film.
Yep.
It really is. It's so cool. I love all this stuff as it goes around. And then the fist coming in. Now,
now we get Flash Thompson as well.
Yeah, and he's, that's, what's his face? That's Deathstroke in the DC
the guy from
films.
Magic Mike.
A Magic Mike, yeah, Joe Magliano or whatever. He wants to be Kraven now.
Nah.
I think he'd make a good Kraven.
Hey, yo, I'm Kraven the fucking Hunter. He looks like everyone we went to high school with in New Jersey.
He does, yeah, with like the spiked, like gelled hair and stuff. She does look like Mary Jane. She really does.
A lot in this scene.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Once you see the flips.
He just did 3 backflips in the air. Like,
yep. Yeah, he's not normal. He has enhanced abilities. He's
like,
definitely...
Oh, so there's a guy that's like web-slinging and doing backflips.
And breaking your wrist.
It's Spider-Man. It's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Oh, and that punch where he goes flying.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for a cheesy line like, I've been working out or something like that. And everyone's like, oh yeah, he's been working out. That's totally normal for someone that works out. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't understand why people would be like, wow, you really are a freak. After he beat up the big high school bully?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone would be cheering him on, right?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, there's
in the background. The extra. That's
extra.
In everything.
Yeah. He's always in everything. I love that.
Oh, Baskin Robbins there.
This is all shot in New York, which I really appreciate. It's not on a lot or anything like that. Like, a lot of these scenes were shot in New York, which obviously sets the scene for Spider-Man. I do like that shot with the web and him in it with the spider. I think that's a cool shot. I really like that. And then I never realized until I saw this film how he sticks to walls, but their explanation of like these tiny little fibers like a spider that stick to walls,
slipping through the cracks.
Yeah, I think that's really clever. Yeah, I love this scene. Like him learning his powers. I really dig this scene. Because as a kid, like, if you discovered you had these abilities, you would be, like, super stoked and happy about it as well. Like, I'm climbing up a wall right now. Like, that just screams, like, Peter Parker to me as, a teenager. Even though Tobey Maguire looks 58.
He doesn't look that old. He definitely looks, like...
He looks like...
31 or something.
Yeah, he looks my age. And he's 26 in this as well, but he looks 36. That's a cool shot as well with the kids skipping. So here's all these DC quotes coming up, like Up, Up and Away and Shazam. Like, it's obviously Superman's Up, Up and Away, Shazam.
Yep.
Which I always thought was funny. And then Aunt May goes, you're not Superman, you know, later on. I'm like, this is a Marvel film, guys, you know that.
That's because it's like talking about... That's one of the biggest superhero movies of all time, like in theaters. So this is when they're talking about, like, we need to do this for a movie audience, you know?
Do you think this is, like, a lot of people's Superman for, like, a younger generation? I mean, technically, we weren't the generation meant for Superman. It came out way before we were born, or at least 10 years for me. But this, I feel like this film was as big as Superman. Well, it definitely was with the blockbuster weekend of 100 million and such.
Yeah, but I think the difference is Superman is, you know, a good film, and this one isn't very good.
Well, I at the time, this film was regarded as good. It was huge. It wasn't like a generic like superhero plot, even though it is. But at the time, it was viewed as like, this is a serious film with also like its own artistic like integrity. Like, I remember lots of like reviews that I used to watch on TV with people reviewing this film, like way before YouTube and stuff, where people could. And it was always regarded as like, a great action adventure film, like a good superhero film. What do you think of this new mint green Aunt May's kitchen?
It's all right.
Not bad. It actually changes.
Is it mint or is it duck egg?
I don't know.
Michelangelo, meatloaf and veggies in the oven.
I'm fucked up.
That's the first. You know what? That is the first time Spider-Man has, you know, faced him using his powers and abilities over his real life responsibilities.
Yeah, and he's missed out on something important.
Yeah, that's his first experience of something that he will experience for the rest of his life.
That's true. And also, probably the last bonding experience he would have ever had with his uncle.
And see, I hate all this. Like, what, this him? Is the type of stuff I'm not into.
What, him and Mary Jane next
I time? Don't, like, really forced, like, romance stuff like this.
No privacy in those gardens. Look at that shit. What's the point of a fence? It's not even tall enough, and it's clearly you can see through it. Like, you can see everything happening. God, that looks depressing, that area, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's just like concrete floors and propane tanks. Yeah, I mean, this whole thing of like, I'm sure you heard that, and he's like, oh, it's not
and just
needed.
The dialogue, the romantic dialogue between MJ and Peter is just so bad.
Do you think these two have any chemistry?
No, zero. What at
that's,
all?
That's the problem.
That's the major problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. That is the problem. They just don't mesh well. Like, if you had James Franco as Spider-Man and Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane, I can see more chemistry there. As like just for their relationship. I'm not saying James Franco would have made a completely better Spider-Man than Maguire, but I think he has more chemistry with Mary Jane in this film than Peter does.
Oh, I hate that. And he's like, go on, try me. Like talking about, like, she's like, oh, you wouldn't understand. Go on, try me.
It just, ugh. Yeah,
he's just, the problem is that Peter Parker is so lame.
And he's
so
also,
unlikable.
Yeah, they made him too nerdy in this film. Like, Peter's always got nerd, but he's got, like, an edge of, like, coolness to him. Like, he's not someone that's just.
And, like, what he just said there, like, he's like, oh, when I saw you at that play, I cried like a baby.
Once. Oh, yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
You creep. And he is a creep. Like, this is like, he's a big time creep to Mary Jane. This, like, when he's like, can I take your pictures in the beginning? He's like snapping pictures of her. And he's looking at her through a bedroom fucking window.
Do you know what he sounds like?
He's grim.
He sounds like a serial killer. Like, you know, when you see like those serial
like
killer
one as well.
Serial killer interviews where it's like, I cried like a baby when you played Cinderella. It's like, oh, yeah. Like, if you put that in a different context, it's like it puts the lotion on its skin. Or else it gets the web again.
I think that what ruins this, because I've been enjoying this up till now, I think what ruins this movie
is the love story.
Is the love story.
Which it shouldn't. It should be the strongest part of this film.
Yeah, but even like the love stories in Spider-Man, they've never been in the front. They're just there on the side. They don't drive the narrative.
Yeah. Also, okay, this Flash Thompson car is, I think, fucking lame, and that's definitely not the engine that's in it either. Like, that sounds like an old, like, Trans Am or something. This
was
thing,
that a Pimto or whatever?
Yeah, or like a Chrysler? I don't know. It's just, I was like, and he's like, cool car. I don't think it's a cool car, Peter.
And doesn't now he's like, isn't he like, MJ likes cars? Yeah, he does. He's like, what kind of cool car can I get? Well, they're so expensive, but if I go in this wrestling contest, I can buy a cool car, and then MJ will like me instead of Flash. Like, it's fucking creepy.
It is creepy. He's like, I can buy her love. I'll just have to earn enough money to buy this convertible. This is cool, though. Like, I like the reason that he's going to wrestle for money is not, maybe not to buy a car for MJ or think he's no, cool.
He's having a daydream right now. I don't even remember that. They just showed him looking, and it was MJ smiling, and a car zoomed in.
What do you think of all these Spider-Man sketches?
This is great. I like in the book that he is a wrestler as well, because yeah. You know, I love wrestling.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense that he would dress like a luchador.
Yes.
And then become a superhero wearing a luchador costume.
Yeah, I think it's such a cool concept, and it works really well. And especially, like, coming up with this
one thing I don't like is, like, so, you know, he's very good at art and shading, lighting, like, not a passion of his, just a hobby he has. Like, yeah. Look at that.
That's pretty good.
Fucking good.
Yeah, that belongs, like, on a comic book cover, almost.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, Dr. Pepper! Advertising. Oh, we haven't even looked at all the advertisement this, because there's loads of it.
Now I just want a Dr. Pepper.
Then the advertisements worked on you.
Yeah, it's like anytime I watch football, they always have advertisements for Domino's, and both me and my wife are like, well, fuck, now we want Domino's.
It worked. I always think, like, does that, like, subliminal advertising work? And then you tell me things like that, and I'm like, I guess it does.
Look, if you just like a product, and then someone's like, product, you're like, hey, I want product. Especially when it's a it always works to me with consumables. Like, if I see, like, a Coke advert, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can have a Coke.
Now, you know how we just saw Peter, like, webbing stuff up and trying how to use his webs? Do you think there's a callback to James Cameron's wanking scene where, like, it was like an ejaculation type thing? It's like, Peter, what are you doing in there?
That was just a great laugh we heard from...
The little cackle.
Yeah. And I have surround sound for some reason, which is crazy. And his laugh went from one ear to the other going...
Are you turning into the Green Goblin? No, I'm going to take you because I'm going to go hook up with a prostitute. May doesn't know. Look at that. That's so New York. I mean, it is definitely New York, and it looks great right now.
Have you ever seen a car like Uncle Ben's driving around New York City?
Yeah, and a pimp drives it. It's a pimp-mobile. Yeah. Look at that. It's got, like, the 50s, like, full-seater...
That car's not from the 50s. It's from the 70s.
Yeah, I suppose it is from the 70s. You're right. Imagine if he's like, you've had all these weird experiments in your room and everything else, and he's like, Uncle Ben, I'm masturbating, all right?
I know, like, well, that's the clear, like, that's what everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
Also, look at Uncle Ben's hair here. It's a fucking helmet.
That is a helmet. He looks like he's been in the war, right? Like, he's just like, I've seen some shit, and I've gone through a lot of my life, but I've got a lovely wife, and I'm just living my best life I can with raising my nephew. Like, he's so Uncle Ben.
Yeah, the one thing I will say about Aunt May and Uncle Ben is they don't seem like people that live in New York City. Because it means that they lived through, like, 70s, 80s, and 90s New York, which was a rough part of town.
Especially
they
the faced 80s.
All, like, the mob runnings of the 70s yeah. through there. And the drugs. Like, and they're just like, hey, do you want some apple pie? Golly gee, we're going to paint our kitchen mint green.
And I'm going to change a light bulb today. That's what I did. This is a great scene. I mean...
Well, it's the classic of, you know, the person gets into an argument and then they're separated and, you know, the guilt sets in.
Yeah. And telling him, stop pretending to be my father and stuff. Like, look how hurt he is. Like, Uncle Ben, really, he hits my heart, man. Like, his acting, like, the way he was just like, right. And he looks so disappointed and hurt from that. And I'm like, oh, Uncle Ben, you're going to die soon. Peter, you don't even know.
The last time you ever saw him was right there.
The last time he saw him.
Actually, no, that's not true. He does see him again when he goes,
well, he sees him when he's dying.
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Yeah, but that's the last time he sees him, like...
Oh, yeah, are you ready for Macho Man Randy Savage?
Oh, my God, I almost forgot that Macho Man was in this. Oh, look at all those, like...
We got 3 minutes of...
Look at those late 90s fans in the crowd. I know this is in 2002, but it still feels 90s in some way. Like, there's people with frosted tits.
This is at the just after the peak of the Attitude Era.
Yep.
There he is, Bruce Campbell, baby.
Bruce Campbell. I love all the fake swords that they're using for the character.
Yeah.
3,000.
This feels very WCW as well. So
it does feel very WCW.
Makes sense to have Macho Man.
Yes. Yeah, there's a certain level of like cheapness to it that does feel like WCW. Like it's not...
Yeah, just the Hollywood over-the-topness.
Yeah. And all like the neon lights. I always wonder if like all these people in line, if they're like other characters that, you know, or like a tribute to another character.
Oh, I know this. I've seen this actress in loads of stuff. I didn't know she was this lady.
I've seen her as well. Yeah.
Didn't she play that the mother in that new horror movie?
What new horror movie?
There's some new horror movie with this woman. I think it's her.
I don't know. Who's that random woman next to her?
I don't know. But this is... Oh, Jesus. Guy which went straight through a table on his neck. But this is so unrealistic. There would never be a wrestling competition. Because wrestling is obviously scripted. Like, there would never be a competition with just amateurs.
No. Yeah, yeah. And you can you beat this? So look how ready. Look how freaking, like, steroid jacked he is with all his veins popping out.
Yeah.
Bonesaw is ready. Yeah, Bruce Campbell's great as this guy. Like, he does look like a WCW announcer as well.
I bet if they made this today, you know who the wrestler would be? It would definitely be Brock Lesnar.
Yes. Look at those sunglasses, man. Those like Oakleys, right? Those Oakley sunglasses that were huge, like from this movie, Mission Impossible 2. Like, they were in loads of films. And now they're only been worn by BMW drivers.
Yeah, they're the same things that, like, Scotty Too Hotty wore.
Yeah.
I love how lame he looks in this first costume.
Yeah, he's wearing, like, Adidas track bottoms.
The way he stands as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see this wrestling show with amateurs fighting, like, a big dude.
Yeah, and I like how Macho Man has, like, a crew of, like, dominatrix women, almost. Yeah. That are just tough-speaking and talking shit the whole time. I love that guy!
They just showed the wrestler on the stretcher being pushed past Spider and be like, oh my god, my leg! Oh god!
I'd be like, are you acting? Because you know this should be scripted.
That was actually really funny, that.
Yeah. Oh shit, it's a cage match!
I love that guy. Is that guy that pops up, is that Joe Quesada?
It looked like Joe Quesada. It probably is. That looked like Joe Quesada. I think you're right.
It did.
Because why would they show some guy just going cage like that if it
president
wasn't...
of Marvel Comics, whatever his role is.
I think that's Joe Quesada, you're right.
Yeah, and Joe Quesada's a New York boy as well.
Yeah. Look at Bonesaw, like, twitching his fingers, getting ready. 2 minutes
show! You're going nowhere!
3 minutes! Playtime! I love that so much!
Macho Man is... He was a national treasure.
He really was.
Like, he's the epitome of a wrestler.
Now, this is where Spider-Man tries to get, like, Spidey sassy. Like, your husband give it to you with the outfit
and
stuff.
That joke has not aged well.
It has definitely not. And also...
Hey, are you a homosexual? Huh? Yeah. Imagine that. They're like, oh, that's kind of fucked up on you, Spidey. Oh, I can't do much as a voice.
Look how jacked he is, dude. He is disgustingly built. Like, I'd actually believe he could beat up Spider-Man, even with Spider-Man's strength and abilities. Like, this dude's going to take Spider-Man down. Imagine Macho Man is like a Bane in a Batman movie. Oh, yeah! As he pumps the venom. That'd be great. Oh, that was a good hit. Look at those frosted tips.
It was quite a bump he took there, because he kind of fell on his head when he landed.
Yeah, I can see how that knocked him out.
And I think his eyes here are just frightening.
Yeah, he looks like a serial killer. Like, he looks like he's going to break into your house and do stuff to you. It's really weird. Oh, he only gets 100. And he's counting his money in front of him. Make it itty. Oh, he called him Webhead! Shit, that's the first time we heard Webhead.
Also, this guy is seeing Spider-Man's face, right?
Yeah, and he's got a Spider-Man.
This guy is the underground scoundrel-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know he'd be like, I know who Spider-Man is.
He's got pictures of naked women behind him, for God's sakes.
Did he?
Board. Yeah, like half naked. What do you think about this?
Get the money in the bag. Fast.
Yeah.
I thought he said fast after it. I don't know why I remember that guy's voice. Thanks as well.
Oh, yeah. Put the money in the bag.
The money in the bag.
I've got male pattern baldness, but I'm frosting my tips, which makes it look way worse.
And the way he runs there.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he shit his
it's
pants.
Like, you know, the way like a lizard runs, like that back and forth.
Yeah, it does look like
and
that.
Their tail goes back and forth.
I always used to think that was Jesse Ventura, because it sounds like Jesse Ventura. You could have turned a gang apart. I'm the godfather.
It is a good comeback line there. Even that guy knew that was a good comeback.
Yeah, he's like, respect.
Line.
You used my own line against me.
I missed the point, but that's my problem. He was like, props, man. Props.
Bravo,
like,
sir. Bravo.
He's like, fucking karma's a bitch, kid. Especially instant karma.
Karma's a bitch, especially if you've got an uncle, because if you got an uncle, I'm sorry, he's going to die. Now, if you're a kid walking along the street, you see a bunch of people crowding around and cop cars, would you go to investigate?
Absolutely.
Would you?
England is renowned for any activities involving police, or especially...
But he looks like...
The only reason we have traffic on our motorways is because someone always has to stop and take a look at what's going on.
True. Oh, look at poor Uncle Ben, man. It's a nice jacket he's got on, actually. I like that,
what's
suede leather.
Blood.
Peter.
Peter.
I can't even wait for it.
Peter, pumpkin.
Oh, look at him waking up and coming to. He does a really great job. Oh, this hits me hard, man. Oh.
Peter.
This makes me sad. Like, this is a great scene. Like, I feel him losing his uncle in this scene. Oh, and he says his name one last time before he dies, and he was so scared. That's really sad, man. Like, really well done. I gotta give this props. Watching this again, and his hand slipping out.
He had his hand over his wound, but there was no blood on his hand.
I don't care. Like, bravo.
Also, there's a big pool of blood under him. This is a kid's movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And a gunshot wound in him.
Yeah.
I wish he would just start coughing up blood like...
Imagine if he's not dead. He's just having a little kip. And then Peter goes away. He's like, Peter, I'm alive. Come back. Oh, as a kid, I love this scene where it's like, yeah, fucking track that guy down. He killed your uncle. And I like him. This shot
this
is
super
great.
CG here, though.
Yeah, the tracking shot is great. The CG, not so great. But I love this, like, jungle theme that Danny Elfman plays.
I never liked the jungleness of this.
Oh, I do.
I remember as a kid in theaters hearing this and being like, oh, I don't like this. It doesn't go.
Oh, I think it's great. It's quite Predator-esque as well. In the concrete.
If this was a score in Predator, I'd be fine with that. But Spider-Man, no.
Oh, I like it. There is a lot of bad CG in this scene. I forgot about this. And it's done at night. So, obviously...
Yeah, to cover up
the
terrible CG-ness.
Yeah. Now, that's a cool shot, though. Is Spidey, like, that pose right there of him landing on top of that dome.
This all feels like Batman 89 right now.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, these old-school cars, and with the Danny Elfman music playing as well.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that's why they got Danny Elfman? Because they're like, look, you rocked it on Batman. Can you do Spider-Man?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. His first time web-slinging. I love this. And I remember seeing this and I was like, I'm watching Spider-Man web-sling. Like, I've never seen this on screen before and I'm finally watching.
You know I love when you say the shit like that. Because I just picture you being this lame fat kid like... I'm watching Spider-Man web-sling for the first time. I've never seen this before.
Fuck you!
Here I am, sitting in the theater, witnessing it with 200 other people currently. Golly gee. Oh, boy.
Look, it looks like Batman 89 with the...
Here I am.
The Batmobile
watching
chase.
Watching for the first time ever, on screen.
Hey!
Spider-Man web-sling.
You know what, motherfucker?
What a life to be alive
You know what
in.
You said to me the other day? Don't yuck someone's yum. And that's why I said...
That's not yucking your yum.
You are! You're making fun of me for being like, this is fucking awesome.
No,
and I'm seeing something.
A yum is you. That's totally different.
No,
I'm making fun of you.
I'm into this.
For being like, here I am.
No, I didn't go like that.
In a group of people. And for the first time ever, we're all experiencing Spider-Man for the first time on screen.
Yeah, but you know, okay, you know in Superman where it says, you will believe a man can fly? That was their slogan. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, for this, it's like, they won't say, you will believe a man can web-sling, but... You're seeing something that you've never seen from a character come to life from the comics right in front of you.
I'm only making fun of you because I don't have that thought process ever watching this movie being like,
I do.
Wow, look at me.
You know what? The more you said, look how 89 that looks, that Batman 89. Look at like that guardrail there. You're right. That felt like the Batmobile chase, a lot of those sequences.
It was like the joke, or like even the same Joker thug cars, just not painted purple and green lids.
Yeah. Oh, this is so cool, this scene with the shadow behind him on the wall as he's crawling.
This whole scene's Batman.
It is. Oh, I love this. It is Batman, like him sinking up. That's so cool with him hanging upside down.
Batman as well.
I mean, I don't know.
Now, how did he pull himself back up
on
that?
Well, I've always thought that, but then again, his webs are inside his arm, so he could probably repel them as much as he can retract them, right?
Would he bunch up, though? I feel like the organic material's, like, made as it comes out.
Maybe. Right before you bust, be like, nope, hold it back in!
The only way I could see it is, like, sometimes you could have a poo, and the poo, like, sucks back up. You know, when you're like holding in a poo in a turtleneck and you're like, oh, geez.
Oh, no, he's realized. It's that guy that runs like a lizard.
What about his plot twist? He is the lizard.
He is the lizard. He loses his arm only in this scene. Oh, Uncle Ben.
Now, this was terrible.
Why would you laugh? What an idiot. See ya. Yow, yow! Yeah. What a way to go.
It's
so Batman 89 with the spotlight. I was just about to say that. I've never thought about that before.
He's down there going...
We're the Coast Guard. We're really not capable of handling any situation like this. Someone call the police. Well, no, because they were on a police boat, so it's most likely the Coast Guard, I would think. Especially in New York.
Well, then why would they say, we have you surrounded?
Oh, that's true. I guess it's the police then. Look at that. That's so Batman as well.
Now, that right there, what he's sitting on, that...
That gargoyle thing?
That gargoyle came with the Spider-Man toy. I had that as a little stand with the Spider-Man action figure.
Look at Aunt May's bathrobe, dressing gown. Look at that. The thing is built for an old woman. Oh, and he's just... Now, how did he tell her? Because he literally came home and she started crying in 2 seconds. Did he just come home and go, Uncle Ben's dead? Because that's the only thing he could say.
She's worried. She's like, where are they both? They both went out together.
Uncle Ben's dead. Oh, now we get the test and the first sign of our goblin coming up as well. What do you think about, like, Norman Osborn's whole reason for doing all of this? Like, I like how
Why did he turn himself into the goblin? Because he was going to lose his company if this didn't work out or something?
Yeah, because it had to go back to... Because they're basically creating a super soldier serum, right? And it wasn't proven that it worked because there were problems with the test subjects. So then the funding was being cut, and they're like, you're going to have to go back to formula. And he's like, no way am I going to let this be taken away from me. So the military's now looking at, like, this wannabe Iron Man as another thing that they can invest in with the money they took back from Osborn.
They should have made this Hammer Tech or something like that.
They should have. I agree. Or, like, Stark Enterprises, even. Like, who cares?
That is such a cool transition.
From explosion to the hats?
Explosion into the hats flying at a graduation.
Yeah, that was cool.
Are their graduation suits green?
They're all green, dude.
Everything's green in the background.
You know why? Because look who's here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Everywhere I go, the color is green.
Even money.
Money.
I do, like, I believe this relationship between him and Peter.
I just love how he brushes off his son and he goes immediately to all of his accomplishments.
And look at Harry.
One of my favorite little stories of, like, you know, his son is not good enough for him, but he believes in Peter.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
I do too, especially because Peter just lost his uncle and he needs a father figure. And Norman is that father figure for him. And also he's interested in science and is intelligent and successful, which Peter wants to be. Yeah, it's a really cool scenario because they end up being enemies. I love that.
It's also very nice of Norman to be like, look, I heard that you lost your uncle. No, I consider you family, so if you need anything, just give me a call.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
That's genuinely very nice of him.
Yeah. Whoa, look at the kitchen. It's not painted. Oh, it's not the kitchen. Sorry.
It's not the kitchen. It's the front door.
It's the hallway area. I thought he went into the kitchen for a second. Sorry. I was like, that's a mistake. Oh, Aunt May, what are you going to do? Peter's all sad. She must be so sad as well. She's like, I lost my fucking husband, man. Love of my life. Tobey Maguire knows how to do a cry face. Like, he blubbers.
Yeah, but he blubbers, though, and I hate the, like, the...
Yeah, I do too. But that's a good cry face right there. He's not blubbering too much. He's having silent tears as he's thinking. That's good acting, actually. I give him props for that.
He went blah, 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 blah.
You know what, May? Gonna comfort Peter? Peter. She's like, you were there? Oh, no, he doesn't tell her he was there until the second one, does he? Okay. He doesn't tell her that, like, he saw Uncle Ben die because of him.
Does he have a giant pencil in his room?
He has a giant pencil in his room. What is that
like,
about?
Like, periodic table of elements, I get that. A globe, totally get that.
Yeah.
A little robot, that's fine, but he has a pencil that is
the height of him.
Tall.
Yeah. Imagine if she knew that and she's like, what were the last words that Ben said to you? And he just goes, Peter!
Peter, get rid of that fucking giant pencil. Peter, tell Aunt May.
We're about to... So we are now... How far are we in? We are 50... Almost 54 minutes in, and we are about to see Spider-Man. Like, in fact, by the time we probably see Spider-Man on screen...
I'm totally fine with that, though.
I feel like it's taken a bit too long. I mean, we've had a good build-up and...
You know, I just realized, why did he design the final Spider-Man costume...
And then never
and smile at it, and then make his crappy one?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't have enough time.
Look at those Todd McFarlane eyes on that sketch drawing he's done.
There we go. With great power comes great responsibility. I'm glad they don't do that anymore because it has completely been, like, killed. But for this film, it was great. And this swooping shot, like, you're him, like, first-person view web-slinger.
Yeah, that's cool.
I dig that. This feels so comic book. Like, all these thugs just robbing people. There he is. That's our first shot of Spider-Man. And
I like this. It's almost like the Jaws effect because we haven't seen him yet. We're just seeing all the actions that he's doing.
Yeah. And I like all the New Yorkers
Spider-Man, you need the New Yorkers' opinions on him.
Yeah, spreading all the rumors about him.
Yeah.
And giving their opinions.
We haven't even got to JJ yet.
Look how, like, oh man. All these people, like, oh, ropes come out and swings like a spider.
Do you think they actually interviewed random people? And be like, can you pretend like Spider-Man's in the city?
Whack-a-doo.
I mean, this guy's, oh, that guy's a famous actor.
That guy's a famous actor, yeah.
But, like, some of them, you could tell they're just extras.
Well, maybe they did go up to random people.
Those two construction guys just being like, hey, yeah, he swings around, shoots a web up.
Guy with eight hands. They're all, Jesus. Like, yeah, and then this version of the Spider-Man song from this weird hippie guy. Oh, look out!
I think he's got the cowboy hat because I think they're probably nodding to a naked cowboy from New York City.
Oh, we're getting JJ! Oh my god, the Daily Bugle! Oh yeah, man. Like,
good Robbie as well.
Good Robbie, I agree.
Underrated Robbie.
Probably not only the best JJ we've ever seen, and I know he's like one of the, if not the only live action one we've seen.
It's but like the only live-action Bugle we get
I have to say, I think he's, if not number one, definitely close to it as the most, like, closest to the comic book character, like, the best cast for a comic book character I've ever seen on screen.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's absolute perfect casting. There's Sam Raimi's brother.
Yep, Sam Raimi's brother. But he really is. Like, J.K. Simmons is J.J.
You can't have Spider-Man without the Bugle.
Nope.
And the Bugle hasn't been in Spider-Man since these movies.
I know.
And it's really hurting my soul.
Yep.
Been like, oh yeah, Spider-Man photographer for the news. Like, they've just forgotten about that. I'm like, please keep doing that. Everyone now has cameras in their pockets at all times. It's so easy to have a young kid take pictures of Spider-Man.
And it makes sense. Sell it to newspapers. I mean, you can't really have a newspaper so much, but you could do an online thing.
New York Times is still going, and they run, like, you have to pay for a subscription for them online.
Yeah, true.
So Jay Jonah would be like, oh, pay for a subscription, and you'll get to see pictures of Spider-Man.
God, Tobey Maguire looked terrible there. It looked like he hadn't slept in, like, 8 days. Actually, maybe his character hasn't, because he's been Spider-Man so much.
I tell you what, though, she really looks like MJ.
She does.
I guess I never noticed it before.
Yeah. She rocks the MJ look. She's just not... She doesn't have the confidence that MJ carries. Like, she's not as sure as herself.
Yeah,
as
that's what I need. My favorite thing about MJ is her attitude.
Yeah, like, she sometimes is overconfident to make up for it. Look how fat that guy is. Purple was not a good choice, guys.
He looks atrocious.
He looks so gross.
Like, I'm probably only, like, 60 pounds skinnier than that guy.
But he looks atrocious. And he's got a ponytail, a rat tail, like, disgust. Ugh. He looks like he lives in the diner, like just like in a pool of grease. Jabba the Hutt is his closest relation with him. They just don't have chemistry. Like this whole scene. Like
these scenes, like this is when I tune out. Is the MJ?
Yeah,
Tobey Maguire scenes. Like,
don't tell Harry and everything. So okay, she's dating him. I feel like. We should feel like, oh, Peter's losing out to MJ to his best friend. But I don't feel anything. I don't care. I'm like, can we get on with Green Goblin now and see more Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That's all I want to see now. God, he looks...
Who is that guy in the background clearly just looking at the camera?
Oh, I missed that, really? Yeah, look at all these extras.
That guy just chewing gum like,
yeah, I saw that.
The guy. In New York City, walking down the street. Yeah.
Look at all these New Yorkers.
That guy's got a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
Some extras. Did you see that guy's gangster walk on this phone?
He's like, if I'm going to be in this movie, I'm going to be remembered.
Yeah.
Oh, that is some.
I mean, that just looks like a Lego set, that New York City.
It does, yeah. What do you think about their apartment, Peter?
I love it.
I love it too.
From the books.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Harry doesn't look like Harry.
I guess I'm better with this because it's like, all right, we had a little bit of him in high school, but now he's leaving high school, so I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, and he's going to have to get a job and make some money and pay rent. This is great. Oh, look, he's wearing green. Harry's wearing green.
He's got glasses on as well.
Yeah, it's weird. Dr. Connors!
Yep, first mention of Dr. Connors.
Yep. Yeah, where do you go, Peter?
Around.
I'm a serial killer. I mean, if you didn't know was Spider-Man, you would think he's a serial killer. Like, he's always disappearing off into the night. He sounds creepy.
I like how we've barely seen much of Norman's story for a little while.
Yes.
But every time we see Norman, he's always walking around with, like, savvy, and he's, like, happy and really confident and stuff.
Yeah.
And all we know is that he's killed a couple people, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, we actually don't know that. I mean, we know that obviously the bunker explosion is Norman doing it, but you don't see much. You just hear a cackle.
You know, Tim, because he's cackling.
Yeah, that's true. It's the same.
And the goblin suit. If someone watching this movie had not put two to two together that Norman Osborn is the Green Goblin, then they should just, I don't know.
Okay, now this is one of my favorite scenes of the film, right? He sets up a camera in the webs. There's guys rubbing the money truck. And at night, this scene looks great. Like, that is Spider-Man taking them out.
It's the first time seeing him in costume.
Yep. Like, proper costume. Yeah, not CG.
And this is all very Batman 89 feeling as well.
Yep. With the music from Danny Elfman with the horns. Jeez. I mean, that is a perfect Spider-Man scene right there.
I love this because those shots of Spider-Man are amazing. And the way he looks them.
A lot of them.
And the way he looks them, he's like, fuck me, these are good. And then he's like, no, they're crap. Because he looks at him like, all right. How can I play this? I bet I can get a low price for this.
Yeah, he's a kid. I could take advantage of him as well. I love, by the way, those photos, a lot of them are odes to comic book covers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's that shot of him on the building, which looks like the poster, where it's like just above him. Spider-Man, hero or menace? That's such a great tagline from Bugle. Goody. He's so good as JJ.
I just that whole like unspokenness of him just looking at this picture, being like, wow. Like, you know, it's not on his face, but it, you know, on the inside, he's like, these are the best pictures I've ever seen.
That's yeah. Fine.
These are amazing. And he looks at him and he's like, how the hell did this kid get him? And he's like, oh, these must be cost of fortune.
Yeah.
Great. I'll give you 200 for them.
I love also, he's like, I'll send you a nice box of Christmas meat.
Is that what he says? Christmas meat?
Yeah. Also, we get Betty Brant right here. She tried out for the role of Mary Jane. And she didn't get it, so... She went for Betty Brant. That's
she looks very much like Betty.
She's a famous actress and director as well. What is her fucking name? That's going to drive me nuts now. I'm not going to remember it. She
not
was
the girl the woman that worked on Mandalorian, is it?
No. She was in. What is her name? I'm going to find it. Okay, it's Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
And she's been in, like, The Hunger Games and, like, loads of other things. But she's also...
Hang on, here comes another meme. I love how memes have come out of this movie. Just around Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
This is the, do you know how much I've sacrificed?
I love this. It's on all the diet Facebook pages, where it's like, you diet for a day and you don't lose any weight. Do you know how much I sacrificed?
He goes full Dafoe in this.
He does, yeah. I started this company.
There it is.
Oh, it's so good. Look at him, he's like begging now, which he obviously hates to. And I love this turn, right? Like he's Norman here and he's like begging them for help and like is there a way out of this? And then
he's got Norman's duality down to a key.
He does, because right when he's told he's out, look at this change in his face where he's just like he turns into the Green Goblin right there.
I mean, just look at that face. Pitch that with white makeup on
and a red lipstick and green hair. Oh, look at that smile.
This Wolfo is one of my favorite actors. Seriously. I gotta say it now.
And he's
the choices he makes are insane.
They are so good though. Yeah, I agree. He's up there for me as well. Oh, look at that. I love seeing a piece of, like, the front cover of the Daily Bugle with, like, a Spidey picture on it.
I never realized how much time passes in this movie. Because we must start in, like, what, like, the springtime?
Well, they just graduated high school, which is what?
Yeah, but I don't think they just did, because I think this is the Thanksgiving parade, isn't it?
You're right. So he's been Spider-Man for,
we've seen him graduate school, and he was at school, so it had to be late spring or something.
Yeah, so
like
you graduate in June. So we've done July, August, September, October, and now we're in November. So for 5 months, he's been
Spider-Man.
Like
I said, we've done before that, because we start the movie before they graduate as well.
True. So from the beginning of the movie till now, it's been like 7 months.
Yeah. It's crazy. The movie's just moving in time.
Yeah, it is.
And
you're
right,
I never thought about that.
There's no like thing that telling us like time is moving this
so
fast.
Norman's been the Goblin for like 6 months as well.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done much with it. But now he's obviously about to do way more with it.
What do you think of Mary Jane's, like, Asian kimono-type outfit?
I think it's fitting for Mary Jane to wear something that she thinks is fashionable and trendy and, like, different to an event like this. Yeah, I think it works. I think that's very Mary Jane. The more I watch her...
I think now, though, that people are finding white people wearing those outfits offensive.
I mean,
I don't
see
why. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, we got Cup of Noodles, Singular, Heineken, Budweiser. We had all ads on there in Times Square billboards and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, loads of ads right there.
Is that Missy Elliott?
That's
singing?
Missy Elliott, yeah. Oh, that's so, like, a Macy's Day Parade, isn't it? You're right about the time difference. Like, that thing has moved.
It goes.
So he's been Spider-Man for 5 months, just like beating up bad guys. Prudential, Samsung, whiskey. You see all of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Suntory whiskey, Marriott hotels. This is where they're like, hey, if you want to sponsor this movie, this is the scene that you're going to be in. Like, your logo will be in. Do you like...
Oh, I love the pumpkin bombs when they turn people into skeletons.
I was about to say, what do you think about his pumpkin bombs? And also, did you see all the... How great is it that Thanksgiving...
I always feel so bad for that guy in that wheelchair that the bomb goes Stan off Lee. And he just falls out of his wheelchair.
There he is. There's the man, Stan Lee. How great is it? Now I've just realized this is the Thanksgiving parade and you just had Halloween and it's like pumpkins and you have pumpkins out on Thanksgiving and you've got a villain that throws pumpkin bombs.
Yeah.
Like, it
makes
sense.
I don't know if you can hear, but the ice cream truck just arrived at mine, so you might hear ice cream songs for a second.
I don't hear it, no. Oh, now I hear it. Yeah.
Of course, I've been waiting for this bloody ice truck. I would love an ice cream right now.
You can't.
Let me message my wife.
Oh, here we go. Look. There's the melting corpses.
Get ice cream.
Hello, my dear.
Les.
Oh, that's such a lame... It's Spider-Man! I always didn't like that. Now, this whole scene of Spider-Man, like, sticking to the walls, it was all shot just holding the camera sideways. Like, that's just him on the floor. And they built sets to look like sides of buildings, but it's just him running on sets. Volume's so loud. Oh, that noise the goblin makes there. You know, like
I surrender!
Now, you agree with me, right? Like, this Power Ranger goblin just doesn't work.
No,
he's not intimidating at all. And he looks
like that,
clunky.
You know what movie we've changed? We've changed from Batman 89 now to Jingle All the Way.
Oh my god, you're right. And the parade sequence in Jingle All the Way? I'm just waiting for Arnold to show up in the parade and, like, give the thumbs up and be like, Jamie, do it now!
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the parade and everything.
Oh, this is... She, honestly, man, I gotta say, the more I see her on screen, the more I'm like, that's Mary Jane. Maybe not her, like, personality, but the way she
looks. I think
looks.
She looks like her, but she doesn't act like her.
Yep, I agree. Oh, that is gotta hurt. Oh, yeah, I just remember, like, watching this younger, just Goblin beating the fuck out of Spider-Man. He is going the 1-2 on his head. This is a very Spider-Man sequence as well, by the way. Like, him trying to save MJ as he's trying to get the bad guy away from him, and MJ's about to fall, like, on a balcony that's, like, slowly collapsing. It's a very, very Spidey scene. And that's a very, like, comic book line, we'll meet again, Spider-Man, as he flies away.
I still just don't like this costume at all, though.
The Spidey costume?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Really?
I've never liked the silver webs, the sunglasses eyes.
I dig the silver webs. I agree with you, the sunglasses for the eyes, I'm not a fan of that. But I dig the costume overall. I think it looks really slick. It suits the, like, the era that this movie came out, especially, like, it looks like a proper Spider-Man costume instead of, like, a unitard, which I dig. This is a cool shot with them just swinging to the rooftop like that. Do you know what? I actually care more about this sequence of her liking Spider-Man more than Tobey Maguire, because he doesn't sound like a creep so much as Spider-Man.
Yes, he does.
You think so?
You know who I am.
Yeah,
it's just not Spider-Man.
He sounds more upbeat than he.
That's another thing that's wrong with this movie is, and like I said, if it just was not Tobey Maguire and her as well as Mary Jane, I think it could have been better.
Yeah, it could have been better. I still think it's got great moments. I'm enjoying watching this again. If I'm honest, like, I'm not like, holy shit, this is so bad. Like, when we watch other films, I know you haven't seen Venom, but when we watch films like Venom, I wonder how you're going to react to this, because Venom, it's got nothing on this. I'd rather watch Spider-Man 3 and that Venom again than watch the Venom film, if I'm honest.
Well, it's going to be weird to watch a movie and talk through the whole entire movie when I've never seen it.
Yeah, I mean, you can have subtitles up, but I don't know how much that's
going to be. I tried to put them up now, and they're just not working.
Oh, really? Well... Too bad then. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fucked up that Harry kept that from Peter the whole time, that he's been seeing MJ. Like, just tell him.
Is it messed up, though? Because has Peter ever told him how he feels about him?
Yeah, because they were best friends.
At the beginning
friends...
of the movie, he...
Oh, he was hitting Peter's, on her.
He uses Peter's, like, sign stuff to impress Mary Jane.
That's true, actually.
And he wouldn't have done that if he knew that he liked her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And see, I don't think he's ever told anybody.
Well, he just apologized to Peter for doing that. But there it is, Norman's, like, fucking palace of a house in New York. Maker's Mark. All
right. Why is he drinking Maker's Mark?
Oh, maybe just...
That's obviously just their sponsor, because
of course
it is a top-shelf whiskey.
No, he's got nostalgia for it. Now, this is some of the best acting I've ever seen Willem Dafoe do. Like, we get the build-up, and you got all the masks around his room, which I think are cool. One of them looks like the Chewbacca mask in the background.
Oh, yeah, it does look like Chewbacca's mask.
Foul out that cold shit.
I have great surround sound right now. Like, his voice, like, swirling around my head.
Yeah, this is so cool.
I just had separate Willem Dafoe voices talking in each ear.
Wow.
Saying, like, I'm right here.
Oh, this is so cool, this sequence of just having this conversation in the mirror. And this reminds me of the animated series, where he's, like, having a conversation with the Green Goblin in the mirror and stuff. And that duality is really well done. I wonder what got Dafoe the job.
This is the best bit when he's holding up the paper.
And he turns around. He
turns around and he's the other Norman.
Yeah, he's happy Norman. Yeah, or normal Norman. We killed them. I love that.
I mean, this is straight up just Smeagol and Gollum, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it works really well for Norman Osborn. It's one of my favourite things about this villain is their duality and like his insanity. And he's basically... He's split personality of good and bad. I think it works really well.
His eyes are just incredible.
I know.
This.
They are so menacing, aren't they? Like, if he was speaking to me like that, I would be shit scared. I'd be like, this dude, he's...
I'd be like, I don't know if he wants to kill me or fuck me.
Or maybe both. Oh,
That's the Joker right there.
That's the Joker, man. You're right. I like what they did with the Daily Bugle, the way it looks in this film.
Yeah, I like how the Daily Bugle also came up with the name Green Goblin as well.
Yep. Yeah, this works really well.
The green meanie suggested.
Get out. In print, it's like...
Oh god, have I grown up to be like J. Jonah Jameson?
What, being all technical?
Not giving a shit about other people's opinions and smoking cigars.
You are like JJ, and also like seeing something of worth, and you're like, oh, maybe I can get this for cheaper.
That's not me at all.
Do you see that rig? Do you see the rig that the goblin just came in on through the window, and like how he wobbled on the rig?
Yeah,
it's crazy that Dafoe did a lot of his own stunts in this.
I've seen this go around. It shows how J. Jonah Jameson is really like a solid guy, because you know a guy comes in, he's about to kill him. And he's like, tell me who's taking pictures of Spider-Man. He's like, I don't know who he is.
Oh,
I swear.
Yeah, and he realizes.
He protects Peter.
Yeah.
It, like, shows that he's, like, genuinely a good dude.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the meme that I share with each other.
Yes,
where, for no reason, Green Goblin sprays Spider-Man with sleep powder, juice, smoke.
Something of that variety.
And it just goes, sleep. And we say that to each other all the time.
We say, wake up, little spider, as well. Like, I remember when I used to walk to work, and sometimes you'd be sleeping, because I usually called you, and if you didn't wake up, I would type, wake up, little spider, wake up.
Well, I don't
know. Showing his eyes, like, this costume just doesn't work for Dafoe. Dafoe has such great mannerisms in his face. Put some prosthetics on him, and, like, watch him go to town, you know? Just make him look like a goblin.
Yeah,
face.
Like the forced narrative of like he collects masks, so that's why he's wearing this one. That
it's really,
you know,
dumb.
Perfectly goes with his costume.
Yeah, and if he collects masks, why wouldn't he make one that like molds to his face? And I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. Because the best part about Goblin is when he puts on the mask, he becomes a goblin, right? Like he thinks he's a creature, He doesn't think that he's human anymore, that he's Norman Osborn. He thinks he's the Green Goblin, and like he looks like a goblin. Whereas this is just like an exoskeleton of a suit. It's not.
It's just an action figure.
Yeah, he is. And he really looks like a stiff action figure as well. In fact,
I do like him just chilling next to Spidey, though.
What, like tapping him on the shoulder?
And I do like the idea of him being like, look, let's not fight, let's team up.
Yeah, which is very goblin in a sense, like to begin with.
No, this is very Darth Vader right now.
Joy. That's true. Me, yeah.
All New York City as friends, father, and son.
Yeah, that's very true. That Spidey suit looks great, man.
I hate it.
I think it looks so good. I agree looks, with the it eyes.
It also looks very Go-Go Power Rangers.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it looks like Spider-Man. He looks really good.
I don't see Spider-Man when I look at his costume.
Oh, I'm surprised
so
by
that's
that.
A big bugaboo for
so
me,
So what's
too.
Your favourite Spider-Man on-screen costume, then? Is it Homecoming?
I think it's Amazing Spider-Man 2, even though I hated that movie. I think right. They nailed the costume in that.
I mean, he looks pretty good, but he's still got those, like, sunglasses eyes.
Yeah, he does. And now, and the only reason I don't like those anymore is because we had the squinty eyes from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah. And
I guess Civil War is his best costume.
Well, it's the same as Homecoming, yeah.
You know what? I haven't seen a Spider-Man costume I genuinely like on screen.
Yeah, that hasn't been nailed for you yet. I love the emotive eyes in Homecoming and Civil War and all
that. Yeah, I need that, but I don't know. I need that Marvel vs. Capcom / McFarlane feel to it.
But I just watched Homecoming again, and there's lots of sequences where you know it's just him in a CG suit, and they just like map on the Spider-Man costume. Whereas so many sequences in this, there's a dude in a costume. Mm. You know, like I do appreciate that. Like I like seeing someone in a Spider-Man outfit punching bad guys, and not just like someone in a unitard with like CG ping pong balls on him that's just put in post. Once again, I'm bored. Like, I'm talking over this whole sequence.
Yeah, I'm so bored when every time Mary Jane and Spider-Man talk.
Yep.
I just check my phone.
Yeah.
Whatever you just said to me in the past 20 seconds, I didn't hear at all what you said. I was so zoned out.
What?
All I was thinking about was the ice cream van that's gone now.
Did she miss it? Did your wife manage to?
She said, I'm not going to get that.
Enjoy Spider-Man with that ice cream, you chump. Oh, she called him Tiger.
She's like, it'll just melt and get all on the bed. I'm
See,
like,
I don't
no.
like how she just called him Tiger for the first time, and it wasn't at his front door when he's going on a date with the, you know, the whatever cousin's name or whatever it is, her niece. Because it was, what is it? Like, it's like someone's niece, which ends
it's
up...
Aunt May's best friend's niece.
Yeah. It's Aunt Anna. I think that's her aunt's name. Now... What
it's always scared me, because I'm like, are they going to rape her?
Yeah, I think that they are, to be honest with you. Like, they're like making animal noises, and they're really disgusting. I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, kick that fucker in the nuts.
They're planning on doing that to her. And that's,
also, it is fucking raining.
It's really raining.
Like, it is bucketing.
Yeah, and he looks... I think Spidey looks great in this sequence, in the rain. I like how he didn't have time to put on his mask to stop them. That's a cool shot.
This is all Batman 89.
This is all Batman 89. And you've got Danny Elfman again sounding like he's doing a Batman score with the horns. He looks great.
I hate that little twirl he does.
It's like a ballerina, isn't it?
When Mary Jane sees him and he's like, please.
Can I just point out clearly what they've done with her nipples in this whole sequence? Like,
really?
Those things are just... solid the entire time, and they're clearly
but that an accident. If that was on purpose, that's disgusting.
That's definitely, I think, done on purpose.
Oh, but I would like to know the story of that, because what fucker came up to him was like, hey, we're gonna need your nipples hard in this,
yeah.
And she was like, no, and they're like, all right,
we'll
wear this bra that has fake nipples
on
it.
Yeah, probably, it's probably got fake nipples in it, which is weird and gross.
Actually, you know what? That would never happen because that's really fucked up.
Well, but her nipples are hard in every scene,
I think that. Are they?
Yeah, look, can I just point
I think
out...
I fucked up that you even noticed that shit.
Well, they just, it's look, not I like they're that... hiding it.
Maybe because it's raining and it's probably...
You
like
see all the veins... By the way, you see all the veins on Toby's neck right now?
Because he's upside down, the blood's running to his head.
Yeah, and also, apparently, because of all the water pouring down, it would go right into his nose and he would choke a lot on the water. Because if you think about it, you're hanging upside down, someone's pouring raining water into your face, it's going to go in your nose and go straight down into your lungs, isn't it? That was a famous... I mean, I never got it, but like I know that was like a famous kiss from like movie history.
You know what else I don't like is Mary Jane was with Peter Parker first, not Spider-Man. In this,
yes.
She's Felicia Hardy from the animated series.
She is Felicia.
She likes Spider-Man, not Peter.
Yep. You're right. And she's had a chance with Peter and she rejected him. And then...
That's why I like Mary Jane, because she's like, no, I want you, Peter. And you know, Spider-Man is just a bonus.
Yeah, she never really wants Spider-Man, does she? She's always interested really in like Peter Spider-Man Parker.
Because it gets in the way of her life.
Yep. Oh, we're about to get... Is this the... Now, this is the scene that replaced the Twin Towers scene that they originally shot.
Right.
So after September 11th.
Well, this scene, this always, you know how that other scene earlier made you poop yourself in theaters?
This made you scared?
When he turns around and the old lady screamed like the fake, like that, hurrah! Yeah. I was like, oh, like it spooked me.
Really?
It didn't make me scared. It was a jump scare, just like your one was.
Right, okay, fair. I thought like Green Goblin in like an old rag scared you.
No! Spiders. No, it's the scream, because you don't. Where does the scream come from? Like you don't expect.
That's true.
It.
Yeah. Why? How does he make that noise? Oh, Spider-Man saving a baby. I think that costume looks good, dude. The more I see it, the more I'm digging it.
I hate it.
There's that scream.
That's screaming right there.
And that's just Goblin waiting for Spider-Man.
I do like this scene though between him and the cops.
Yeah.
And then being like, "I'm going to arrest you."
Yeah. And he's like, I've got to save these people.
I'm going to go save that woman. He's like, all right, go on then.
Yeah. That is cool. What do you think of this whole sequence? Like, burning house.
I love the hero running into the... That's like what a hero is. They run into the burning
building. They run into the face of danger. Yeah, I agree. It is a cool scene. In fact, I've never seen the Twin Tower scene. And I've heard it's like with a helicopter and stuff. But, oh, there it is.
That scream right there. When he turns around, I'm like, why?
But I prefer the scene, because also this scene has consequences for later when they...
Well, this is Hollywood still being influenced by the Matrix, like this slow motion dodging.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But well, it is...
You know, to be fair, the Matrix has only been out for like 3 years.
I'm sorry. This is why I hate Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. Just the delivery of that line there.
Oh, it's you who's going down,
the most
Spidey
thing. He goes... It's you here, Gobby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's out of your mind. Like, it's a very Spider-Man line.
Yeah.
But his delivery is so bad.
It is really bad. I agree. He's not... He does not have that Spider-Man charm. He does not have the quips
and
down.
His voice went really deep. There's like, it's you, Gobby, the one that's on your...
Well, that's because he's 85 years old in this film. So it's understandable. Also, like, in the next one, where Dr. Octopus is robbing that bank, and he's like, here's your change! And the way he says that, I'm like, yeah. Oh man, that could have been such a good line if you delivered that better.
That is a terrible... Like, we've had some very good
transitions. Yeah, that one was
we
bad.
Just had like flames come across the screen and transition into the next scene, which was awful.
No one says no to me. I love that. That sounds like it belongs in like a commercial, right? Like, buy my new Green Goblin snacks. Do you want them?
That's
no.
Such a great line there.
What was that line? Sorry, I missed that.
When Norman walks in for Thanksgiving and goes, I'm sorry I was late. Work was murder.
Oh, right. It's quite a Bond line, isn't it? Actually, in a way. Look at him look at Harry like, nice job, dude. You've scored, like... A good-looking girl. He looks like such a creep there.
Really grim.
That's what he's doing. I know it's grim, but you can tell. Look at him. Like, he doesn't have to say anything. You know exactly how much of a creep he's being there. And that's when you start to see more of this dark side of Norman. Like, it's all aesthetic and, like, how it looks.
I like...
I love this scene where he...
Yeah, the scene's great. Yeah. It's I think this could be one of the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah, hiding from it's all
hiding
of
them. Hiding from Norman.
Yeah.
And the blood from his arm. I remember as a kid being like, oh, that cut, that looks deep.
Yeah. Now it just looks like tomato ketchup, but yeah.
It did look like blood.
I love that kind of a slob. And Aunt May, like, defending him, saying all brilliant men are. That's great as well. Yeah, this is great because he hears the little tiniest drop of the blood. And he does this, like...
You know what? Isn't this scene taken from Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
With the sweat?
Now, ready for this? He does this weird exhale and grimace. And it's like, look at that! Like, and it's almost like the goblins in the room now. It's not Norman Osborn anymore. I think that's really well done by Defoe.
I love also Spider-Man hiding under like the window like that as well.
Yeah, it looks really good. You know what? He looks better in the costume when he doesn't have the mask on. Like, that costume, I think, looks great. It's just those eyes on the mask that let it down.
Nah, costume's crap.
You really hate it, don't you? That Thanksgiving looks good. Aunt May made a feast.
Those rolls are store-bought.
I don't know. Are they?
That is a gigantic turkey. Oh, my God.
They're going to have turkey for days.
I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Aunt May slaps his hand when he's reaching, what, for, like, stuffing or something? And then he, like, looks there and licks his fingers all evilly.
Yeah, I think it's the sweet potatoes because they like, serve them with marshmallows and stuff on Thanksgiving.
Oh, he's so good in this
He's
scene.
So sharpening that knife and smiling at her. He is great. This is... I love the realization.
Yeah,
in his face when he sees that cut in Peter's arm, and he's like, okay, that's similar to a cut in Spider-Man's arm. It's very similar, and look at his eyes widen when he realizes. Like, you almost know exactly what he's thinking there as he's studying the arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's it's really well done here.
He's got some high cheekbones, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Well, it's very Joker-esque.
I need to poop. I need to go.
They're like, we're about to
this have one-room like apartment. I take a shit. I stink around Thanksgiving.
I'm telling you right now.
I tasted her sweet potatoes from licking my fingers. Tastes like shit. So if the sweet potatoes are going to taste like that, I expect the rest of the meal.
I like this as well. This is definitely now, like, you see Norman's true colours, don't you?
But I like her overhearing this conversation.
Yeah. And understands that, like, their lifestyle is definitely not the normal lifestyle of most people. Oh, yeah, this is great. Do what you need to do with her and then broom her fast. Get it done and then sweep her out.
And Peter just sitting there be like shaking his head like...
And once again, if...
Right,
like,
if I had a father, he would never say things like that to you, MJ.
If I felt chemistry between them, I would, like, feel bad, but I just don't.
Oh, do you know what? She's wearing, like, the classic MJ sleeveless black shirt.
Oh, she is, yeah.
I also need a shit. I need to go on.
Everyone needs a shit. Why didn't everybody...
I also licked your sweet potatoes, and now I need a shit big time.
Aunt May's like, why didn't everybody poop before my big Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, I put Pepto in the everything.
Don't people know to poop before Thanksgiving? Make some room? I like how defeated Norman looks now, where he's completely at the mercy of the goblin.
Now, I had a toy of that chair as well.
Really?
Because that's what came with the Green Goblin.
That chair?
And his mask was removable. And you could hang it on the chair just like that.
That's very specific.
I don't think I had... Did they make other toys? They must have made... I need to look up the line. Actually, in fact, I'm going to look at that right now. They must have had a line for the Spider-Man toys. Because I think I had a J. Jonah Jameson as well. Spider-Man 2002.
Oh, this is the great bit where she's doing the prayer. And he how did he not kill her? He blew. Look at that fucking hole in Aunt May's house.
Yeah, I like how his eyes, the reflection of the fire in his eyes. Yeah.
He looks great there, actually. It's the only moment where I think he looks like the goblin. From evil! And the cackle. Oh, I love how Aunt May's just like a moaning ghost in this scene. Like, she's haunting the hallways.
Yeah. Wow, so, okay, from the series one of the toy line that came out,
yeah,
I had every single toy from that series.
So who are the action figures?
So, One is just Green Goblin on his glider.
Okay.
One is Jay Jameson at his desk with, like, fist action, like,
oh, so he can slam it down? Okay.
Yep. I remember I had the desk and all, like, the accoutrement on there. Then it's just Norman Osborn that comes with the mask and the chair.
Really?
See there, I'm just showing you in the camera. People could just look this up.
Would you want to own Norman Osborn?
I did, apparently.
I mean, I guess...
Battle Damage Spider-Man, I loved that toy.
Oh, that toy was awesome. Wasn't he... Didn't he have, like, all the appendages so you could... Not appendages, the flexibility or whatever. He had all the...
Yeah,
what is,
all
it,
these
what is it on toys? Is it like... What is it called on toys where they have that? Like ambidextrous? What is it?
No, it's... I can't remember. There is a word for it.
Double... Though. Not multi-jointed or something like that? Is it multi-jointed?
Something like that. And then the regular Spider-Man that comes with the statue that he stands on. Now, I didn't even know... I'm looking now. There was another line. And I don't think I had any of this. I'm speaking about this now because we're just like...
No, it doesn't matter. I'm totally cool. We can go off in tangents.
There
stuff.
Was a Mary Jane toy where she's in the like kimono and
really
standing on the...
The balcony?
Balcony.
No shit.
There's a Peter Parker in his room like doing the web slinging thing.
What?
Where
let me see that. Let me see that
Dr.
toy.
Pepper.
Oh my god. What is next? Aunt May in bed?
And there's a web-swinging Spidey that spins around on a lamppost.
Can you imagine if they just sold an Uncle Ben lying flat with a pool of blood underneath him? Like, do you want a dying Uncle Ben? You hit, like, a button on his back and he goes, Peter.
Peter. Pumpkin.
Peter.
So I wasn't buying toys when the second movie came out. I actually had my first date with a girl to go see that movie.
Did you? Oh, we should always, yep. When we review that, you should save that story.
I will. But I'm looking at the toys now, and like, the Dr. Octopus is, oh, I hate the way he looks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Doc Ock at all. I like Alfred Molina. I just don't think he was a great Dr. Octopus. I think he should be German. I always have since the animated series. I don't know why, but just that's how I feel like it should be because I was introduced.
I think the way you're looking for is articulated, isn't it?
Articulated. Thank you very much. Yeah, and like the animation of Doc Ock's arms in the second one are good. I think like that for Sam Raimi to have fun with worked really well with him with the mechanical arms, but I just don't think he looked like Dr. Octopus. He looked like Dr. Octopus's like thug friend that stole his arms. Yeah, I mean they're trying to have a heart to heart moment right now in this movie. MJ and Peter, and he's like telling him how you should feel and like how he feels and blah 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 blah, and I just don't feel anything between them right now. I really feel like if she said to him, you know what, Peter, you're being really fucking creepy right now, I would not be surprised because he sounds like a creep. And his aunt's laying
there. Ricky didn't make many toys, like that was it.
Which is a surprise, right? Because you could sell the shit out of toys.
Like, they had other ones that are just, like, the typical, like, more cheaper toys where it's, like, Spider-Man's arms are just up straight to, like, spin around, like, a lamppost and stuff like that.
Right. But, I mean, look at something like this. This is the first Spider-Man film. When you had the first Batman film, you had so many options for toys in the first Batman film, right? You had gadgets, you had vehicles. Oh, there's black hair Harry Osborn. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Before he dyed his hair. Look at that. There's no.
It's something that you would barely notice, though.
I know, but it's just because I read it. And now he's going to have regular hair when he goes and sees his dad. Imagine walking home and you just hear, aha! It's like some evil cackle.
That's the Joker!
It is the Joker. Man, why was he not the Joker, dude? How did they fuck that up?
I don't know.
What is it? I'm wasted. He looks hammered. He looks wasted. Look
well,
at that.
I've been drinking Maker's Mark on those. Really good. You know, they melt wax over the top of the bottles.
I think it's spiked with something, because I keep on talking to this guy who says he's a goblin in the mirror and looks
I'm
just
like I'm thinking
of me.
Painting this whole house green. What do you think about that?
Even you. Do you
There's
like
no green color? In this scene.
There is no green in this scene, you're right.
Oh wait, the wall's green right there.
Oh yeah. Ain't no green in this scene.
Ain't no green in this scene.
Even this house looks like kind of like Norman Bates' house in a way, like that staircase.
Not really.
It looks very old-fashioned with all of these wood pillars and stuff.
Well, he's got that old New York richness.
Yeah, that old...
He's not living in, like, the penthouse. He's living in, like, you know, a gutted apartment building that's just his manor.
Yeah, it is a manor, you're right. It's Wayne Manor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Wayne Manor.
Yeah. He's just an evil Bruce Wayne. Oh, that's so weird. Like, I don't know if that was supposed to scare the audience or not, but it's so dumb. It looks like he's just woken up from a nap. Oh, mate, you look awful. What? He's like, you look fucking 96. You look terrible.
You look awful. And he's like, and you look beautiful.
Oh, he's such a creep, man. Oh, there it is, the Superman line. Smile, you creep. You look even scarier. He looks like a psychopath. Imagine if...
Oh, his acting is really bad.
It is
it?
Bad. It is bad. It's
he
like
really he's... holds this movie back.
Yeah, it's just... I don't get it. Like, if you love Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and he's your Spider-Man, totally cool. I understand. I see parts of it. I can see little slithers of, like, Peter Parker and Spider-Man. But overall, I don't think he does it. And when you look at someone like Tom Holland... He does such a better job at being like, you know, that like heartwarming, young, intelligent kid that's faced with being a superhero and missing out on like a lot of parts of his life.
Mm.
He just balances it better than Toby does. Everyone else knows you love Mary Jane, even the mailman.
I guess I'm just not a fan of Toby Maguire. I tried to watch that, what's it called?
What, the one with Leo DiCaprio?
Great
Gatsby.
Yeah. And I couldn't even get past the first 10 minutes because just him, I was like, oh.
He's so soft, isn't he? Everything he does is really, it just feels soft. His approach is soft in everything. Like, he's just like, I'm Tobey Maguire and I only speak at this decimal.
It's just the choices he makes are just too different for me.
Yeah. It's surprising that, like,
can Spider-Man come out and play?
I'm surprised that he made it as far as he could in his career. Like, he was Spider-Man for 3 movies. And seeing him as some of his acting ability, I'm like, how did you become, like, the greatest superhero or the most well-known superhero in the world? Like, in the biggest superhero blockbuster of that year.
The casting is the downfall of this movie.
Yeah. And Sam Raimi does usually a good job. But then he also does a lot of, like,
I mean, you can't just blame it all on Sam Raimi, because...
No, I know.
There are casting directors, you know? Yeah. It's not his, like, choice to sit down with all of this.
No. But he still had to meet them and pretty much, like, okay them. Because directors do get
I don't
get
think
a,
so.
Directors do get a say in that.
Yeah, but they don't get final say.
No. Well, he worked with
it's
them
a for studio production.
He worked with them for 3
just
movies.
Just because you're a director doesn't mean that it is.
No, I know
your
that,
baby.
But he worked with them for 3 movies. So, and we've never heard anything bad. So he must have gotten on with them well. Now, how do we feel about this final scene? It's not on the Brooklyn Bridge, or no, that's not the Brooklyn Bridge, is it? And I'm really disappointed that.
No,
I
don't think so.
I'm really disappointed that it's not the Brooklyn Bridge, because any Spider-Man bridge incident scene always happens on the Brooklyn Bridge. But yeah, what do you think about
it? Like, also, is there like a tram like that in New York City?
I don't think there is. Because I was like, oh, maybe they chose another bridge because the tram's going by. But I was like, when have I ever seen a tram like that near a bridge? I do like this, how he uses the flagpoles to like propel himself over like he's a slingshot. I think that's pretty cool. And then this scene's great where he's webbing in through the bridge. This is cool. I like this a lot. You know, some of the CG actually looks really good. And it's because it's all shot at night. Like, you lose a lot of the...
Yeah, it's what Jurassic Park did when they pioneered it. They shot most of their CG stuff at night to cover up all, you know, the cracks.
Yeah.
Now, this is classic
Spidey.
Gobby and just, the, you know, this is also very Batman Forever.
Yep, it is Batman Forever.
You know, choose, you know, who you want to save.
Yeah.
This is just classic villain stuff, and I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm in. Like, save the kids or save the girl you love. Because he knows he's Peter Parker. He knows he loves
Mary. How does he know that? Hang on. How does he know that? Oh, is it because Harry took...
Because Harry said that he... Yeah, he lost MJ, and, like, she's with Peter now. Because he saw them in the hospital. He did jump to conclusions, I think. They were just holding hands because they had a moment. I love that reflection of both of them. It's a great shot in each of his eyes.
Both Mary Jane and the kids. Passengers falling in different eyes on Spider-Man's face.
Yeah, it's a really great shot. That's a comic book panel, isn't it?
It's an artistic choice.
Yeah. And he saves them both. He pulls it off. That's some strong webbing. Oh, that's really got to hurt the shoulders as well. I don't care if you're Spider-Man or not. That's got to hurt. Lots of screaming, which I'm not a fan of, if I'm honest. Like, they kind of...
What was that?
What, the Green Goblin? Ha!
Green Goblin just runs up to the camera and goes,
I think he's pleased that Spider-Man, like...
It's like when you finally found something, you lost to your house, you've been looking for it for ages, like, where's my wallet? Where's my phone? You run up to something, you see it, and you're like, there you are, you son of a bitch! I mean, her screaming, this all feels like Batman 89 as well, when he's holding her on, like, the bat rope.
I'm glad that we don't have a lot of screamers anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
It's
something that I feel like is way past its time, and just paints women as, like, these damsel in distress that just scream and are helpless, and they're not fucking helpless. Like, and this is where she's not MJ, right? If she was Mary Jane right now, she wouldn't be this helpless.
Can you blame just a human being for screaming? She is just flopping around on a rope.
Yeah, but the character of MJ would not just be this helpless, like, damsel. That's what I love most about MJ. She doesn't... Like, look at the animated series. She doesn't just get stuck in situations and be like, I'm helpless. Like, she took on fucking Hydra Man and outsmarted him and, like, caused him to, like, evaporate on a building top. She's not a damsel in distress.
I'm not saying that she's a damsel in distress.
That's what this film's making
out. I never said that she's a damsel in distress.
I know,
and you know how anti I am about that stuff.
I'm not saying
all I'm
you
saying
did, don't
is
worry.
Playing devil's advocate, saying, I'm sorry, she's spinning around on a giant cable flying around. I'd be screaming my ass off too.
Yeah, I wasn't having a go at you. I'm just mad at this film for, like, depicting a character like Mary Jane like that. I don't think it deserves to...
Hey, yo, we're New Yorkers and we're
going
to talk about you.
Well, this is all of this was done because of 2001. This whole scene was shot, like, way late in the game. I think it was the last scene added to the film because they just shot those people on a bridge and then they just animated a Green Goblin getting hit by it in CG. Yay, Spider-Man's the hero! Do you like this final scene of just them having a showdown in this, like, abandoned house?
I do.
I do too. I think it's awesome. And, like, I love battle damage
this
Spidey.
This is straight up Evil Dead
it
inside
is.
The
yes,
cavern.
Yes, you're right. Look at that set. That's so Evil Dead.
Ooh. And that shot is great.
That is.
When the pumpkin bomb explodes and his face mask rips up and he turns in slow motion.
That is a fantastic.
This is just like, just let Sam Raimi free. Let him do his action.
Whatever. However he wants to finish it, let him do it. Yeah. You're so right with that Evil Dead set. That is straight out of Evil Dead, this whole set. I do love this. Like Peter looks beaten the fuck up, doesn't he? And like, I love all the cuts in his mask, the hole in his eye.
They took that design of his mask being cut is taken from Tom McFarlane art.
What, with, like, the thread going across his nose and attached to the side of his mask? Yeah.
I believe it's from Spider-Man Torment, which is where he fights the lizard and the lizard rips up his mask.
Right. I don't know why they did, like, metal webs there. You hear that noise at the webs?
Yeah,
made?
I don't get that either.
I don't get that, because they're supposed to be sticky, not like these, like... it was almost like...
But I love the silence of this scene as
well. Yeah, no music. That's true, there is no music, is there?
No, it's just beaten up.
Yeah, Oh, I love that. He goes to web him and he's got nothing.
That's a great line. You've spun your last web, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, I love how he threatens to torture MJ. Now you really
piss me off.
That's such a great line. And that's a great shot. Look at him. Like, now he looks like Spider-Man. Like, him, like, talking about MJ like that, and he looks like his emotions have got the better of him. He's like, you're not going to take MJ away from me. Because I love
that. I don't know why the Goblin has a trident, though.
No, I don't either. It's like Aquaman's trident. Just, and where did he get it from? Where did that come from? Where did he get the trident?
I think it shoots out from his
glider,
doesn't it?
Well, I didn't see that.
But what's the, like, when you think of the tech, what was the necessity of having a trident that shoots out of
a
glider?
Also, did you see when he pulled the brick wall down, the brick wall was a flat brick wall still, and then when they cut, it's all rubble. Like, it didn't break into rubble when it hit the ground, and now it's all rubble bricks, yeah. He goes nuts on him now, doesn't he?
Yep.
That's a great shot.
And this feels very Bell Tower in 89 as well.
Yeah, it does. That's it. Yeah, this is actually, you know what? This might be my favorite scene of the whole film. The way it looks, it's shot. Also, him now revealing to him that he's Norman Osborn and like telling him to stop. Like, it's been building up to this whole moment in this film. This is a really good scene.
My favorite, because it feels the most Spider-Man, is when he hides from Norman.
Yeah, that's a good scene. I love how he's like,
oh, his voice is driving me nuts. You killed him.
I know. It's on the pocket. But I do like how he's like, hang on a minute, you're the Green Goblin, you've done so many horrible things, but you're Norman Osborn. I have so much respect for you. You're like a father figure.
Classic Spidey, he knows pretty much all his freaking villains.
Yep. And they're so close to him. Oh, I love how he's being a sneaky little shit right now.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? This is like in the office with Dwight and what's his name? When they're fighting over Angela's love and he pulls the car and slowly.
Yeah. What, the Prius? Yeah, yeah, you can't hear the Prius. What, do you think Goblin's glider is a Prius?
Hey, with real Prius technology.
What do you think of the glider's look in this?
Yeah.
I agree. It doesn't look like his glider.
It just doesn't stand out at all.
And I like
it?
That, like, demon head thing that he has on the front of it, which he doesn't have on his glider. I don't like how he says Godspeed, Spider-Man, like that. But this... Oh. Yeah, that... All those quick cut shots and those zoom-ins.
He's, like, stabbed, like, through his pooch here, isn't he?
He's pretty, like, much through his nuts.
It's not his actual dick that's stabbed.
No.
It's the surrounding areas. Yeah. Like, you know, your really lower abdomen.
Yeah.
I call it a pooch, because when you're fat, like, fat hits hang there, and it looks like, what's it called? Like a fanny pack? In this household, it's called a pooch.
In number three, you
it's
know...
It's also, like, the way, like that, I feel like there wouldn't be a fatal wound.
Yes, it would.
Through the pooch?
You, with two massive blades that are, like, the size of my desk? Dude, you are dead. That thing was... Do you see how thick those blades were? You're going to bleed to death in, like, seconds.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they called an ambulance, I feel like they could have saved him.
Nah, he'd bleed to death before an ambulance came. Plus, what's Peter going to do? Call an ambulance and wait for them as Peter Parker Spider-Man? He's not going
to
do that.
Well, he doesn't need to wait for them. He can call an ambulance.
Nah, he probably died pretty quickly.
Why wouldn't he web up to stop the bleeding? That shit sticks and stops loads of things.
Yeah.
He could easily web upwards. He could be the best on-site MDER there is.
That's true.
Not ER, EMT.
Yeah.
Like, we need to stop the bleeding. Thwip, thwip.
God, that was so bad from Tobey Maguire there. Like, I didn't feel that he was sorry at all. He's like, I'm sorry, Harry. I know what it's like to lose a father. You're like, can you speed up?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not the end. I hear.
Can you speed up how you talk and also, like, put some more, I don't know, some energy, some feeling into that? Like, Harry's doing a better job than Peter right now.
I love the classic secrets in Spider-Man of, like, Harry just there being like, you're the only friend I have.
Yeah.
When, like, just, you know, a couple days before, he was like, I hate you, I'm gonna kill you, Spider-Man.
Yeah, and also Spider-Man brought his dead father into his house. Yeah, I think that's great.
That's the scene I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying like that because we didn't really talk about that scene, but I do like the way that scene's shot by the window and like the silhouette of Spider-Man bringing Norman into the house. Then he grabs the gun and then Spider-Man's gone.
Why is Ben Parker's like dates not on his gravestone? How many gravestones do you see that's just the name?
That's true.
And not the years that they've lived and died?
That is a good point.
It was just like, Ben Parker, lovely dude.
Yeah, there's a date on the background of the other gravestone I just saw. Yeah, Ben Parker, he lived and died forever.
He's like, it's all I could afford.
Yeah, Aunt May couldn't afford the numbers. Oh, that's sad now. See, another moment where I'm like, you're ending this film. Like, we're supposed to be invested that Mary Jane and Peter Parker are meant to be, and that they're a great couple, and it doesn't matter about Spider-Man and, like, his double life. They are forever together. And I don't feel like that at all. I'm like, I'm amazed that she likes him. I'm like, do you have a thing for serial killers and creepos?
This makes no sense. Why does she suddenly like Peter Parker?
Yeah.
She hasn't been into him for the whole
movie. Well, because he's had that conversation with her in the hospital, and it, like, resonated with her, because he basically told her, like, how you feel when you love someone, and he described how he felt towards her. I know we were kind of talking over that scene. And that was enough for her to... That was enough for her to be like, wow, someone that feels that strongly must really love someone. And then also, I would think someone that feels that strongly must also be a fucking creeper and a stalker if they're saying that type of stuff to someone without ever being in a relationship.
I love you.
Yeah, she did.
I love you.
I've ignored you for years.
What?
I've dated your best friend for half a year.
I love you, Peter.
It's fucked up.
That's why he's like, whoa, love? Also, lady, I just, like, met you the past 5 years.
And then, you know, I know why he does this, because he's Spider-Man, and he can't put her in jeopardy and stuff like that. And you got the little narration here. But without the narration, him just going, I can't, and walking away, no wonder she's so confused.
Why is there narration now when there hasn't been through the whole fucking movie?
Yes, there was at the beginning. Where he's like, who am I? Are you sure you want to know?
Okay. So we've got the beginning and the end.
Yes. No other narration. I want you to know that I'll always be there for you, but actually I won't be because I'm Spider-Man and you're going to be in danger. Like, he's like, I'll be there for you, I'll take care of you, but I can't be with you, which makes no sense.
No, I totally get it.
Ooh.
Look, he just went through an experience where she was in complete danger. And, you know, his best friend's dad died. And it was all revolved around him. So he's learned the lesson of, right, I can't have
a normal
people
life
close to me. Mm. And Aunt May as well got taken and shoved into the hospital.
That's true.
So he's like, me being Spider-Man, I've got to separate like it from my personal life completely.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, that makes this scene make way more sense. I still just, the acting between them and that.
Was that her realizing that he's Spider-Man or something?
I don't know. I think I'm not sure because
she touched her lips and she was like,
yeah, and she doesn't know in the second one. So maybe they meant for that as like a, hey, if there's never going to be a number two, she figured it out right then and there. You know what I mean? Like as a little hint. It's a good point though. Who am I? Are you sure you want to know? I hate that line at the beginning.
I'm Spider-Man.
Now, you know, it doesn't look that great now watching him web-sling, but this was like a staple of these movies, having him web-sling, and they got better and better as like
I still think this looks great.
The films went on. It doesn't look horrible.
CGI is not... I've seen worse CGI in recent movies than this.
Yeah, I wonder how much they actually had to spend, because obviously the technology wasn't there as much as it is now. That's a cool shot. He lands in the flagpole and then swings in. And that's Spider-Man 1! Oh, are we going to get that after the Danny Elfman song? Don't we get that Nickelback? Like, I am so high.
No, I think that's from number two.
Oh, is it? Are you sure?
That's a great song, by the way.
It's not a bad song.
So crap, it's good.
It's on my gym playlist.
I can't see heaven and the killing and the feeling. Oh, baby. And they say that a hero's name is... There's a fat harmony in that song where all the music drops It's like, and they say that a hero can save.
Oh, no, you know, he's like,
now
that
I'm standing here and wait.
I know that drop where he's like, now that the world's gone. Oh, it's the song. Ready?
Oh, shit, it is number one.
It's the song.
See heaven. When I was at uni, all me and my mates were just completely arsehole one night. And one of my mates was just like singing this song. And we put it on and we were like, we're all really fucked up. We're like, this shit's dope.
This is the greatest song I've ever heard.
It's like a sunset and he's on like a rooftop overlooking Spider-Man.
Did you talk about Spider-Man in that whole...
I'm gonna stand here.
Like, did you and your mates, when that was played, right, in that scenario and you were drunk, did you bring up Spider-Man in that scenario and you're like, yeah, the film's fucking great, right?
Yeah, I what I said was like, guys, do you remember watching Spider-Man on screen as a human for the first time?
Are you making fun of me now?
You all remember sitting there being like, wow, there he is for the first time. Spider-Man on our screens. What a time to be alive. Right, guys?
Son of a bitch. So you didn't bring up Spider-Man at all in that situation?
No.
Okay. Right, so as the credits wrap up, because there's only a couple minutes left on it, what's your final thoughts on this film?
It's annoying. It has such a strong start, the film.
It does.
It's just the casting choices of Toby, and I don't think she's very good as Mary. Like, maybe she would be good as Mary Jane. You know what? Mary Jane was poorly written. I didn't like the direction they took the character. I won't take that away from Kirsten Dunst. I think maybe I would like to see her do more of a confident Mary Jane instead of the damsel in distress Mary Jane. And, like, they could... Why did she have to be in high school with him? Like, they could have completely disconnected that. This movie spans, like, a whole fucking year, apparently.
Yeah,
so
it does.
Could have had her introduced later on. I don't know. Yeah. It's just a shame. I just can't get over the casting choice. I mean, if you're lead man, if you can't stand the guy who's playing Spider-Man in a Spider-Man movie, you're not going to do... You know, you're not going to like it.
Yeah, if he doesn't do a good enough job, then yeah, you're going to have a hard time getting through it. I admit, like, when I was watching this with you at the beginning, I was like, he's right, this is moving. I feel like this is going to be better than I remember. And I dig the aesthetics, the cinematography, all of that stuff. And I think the turn for me in this film where I was like, oh yeah, actually, now it's not so good anymore, is that first conversation between Peter and MJ in the garden.
Yeah, that is the turning point.
That's the turn. I mean, he does have the wrestling scene, which redeems the film. Like, you're like, oh, okay, I can get this. Uncle Ben dies. You see why he becomes Spider-Man. Then you get the Daily Bugle. So you're like, okay, this is actually good again. But then he meets MJ outside the diner, and then it just goes fucking crashing down again. And it drags from there for me. Like, I was sitting here, and I was like, this film could have been chopped down by 15, 20 minutes.
It's just the thing. It's a forced... The writers were forcing them to come together. And if it doesn't happen naturally, as it does in life, then it doesn't play well.
No, it doesn't play well.
Someone just turns to you one day and be like, you know what? I actually fucking love you. Come here, let's have a smooch.
You like, said something into the hospital, like, to me, that just, it was perfect. And it was a little creepy, but I believed you, so I love you now.
I've been creepy since day one.
You know what? They're both insane then. They belong to one another because they're both crazy. Oh, you got a little Spider-Man theme now. Do you hear this?
I turned off the...
Oh, okay. You got the original Spider-Man song now as a little end piece to it. Do you remember in this film also that Aerosmith did a cover of this song?
Of Spider-Man?
Of the Spider-Man, the 60s cartoon theme. Aerosmith, it was on the album because... Do you remember this album? We had this, and we listened. Uh-oh. I listened to this in the car when like our mom or dad was driving so much. Sum 41 was on it. Like, it was a total late 90s, early 2000s.
The best part of that Nickelback song is that solo. The when lan 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 when lan 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 wow when lan lan lan.
And then
I was like, oh yeah, guys,
doesn't
fucking
it have
rock
like it. A whammy bar thing? It's like whack 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 at one point. Like, doesn't he go like crazy with it on the solo?
No, it's quite soft the whole time.
Oh, is it? I thought it was part of the solo. Maybe I'm thinking of another song. Alright, so that is our Spider-Man review. Once again, for all of you guys on our Patreon that gets this exclusive content, no one else does. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you so much for subscribing and being a part of our Patreon. We will bring our next review. Now, what I'll do for our Patreon subscribers, they have the option to vote, right? So, I will have Spider-Man 2 as one of the options for us to watch next and review. And I think another couple of films in there, we could throw a Blade in there maybe, or some other films, and they can vote on which one we watch next and whichever one they want us to watch next. We'll do. I have a feeling that Venom is going to be a highly voted one because people know you haven't seen it.
Well, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be tough for me to ingest a movie while
and talk to me. Talking. That's true. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe
I'll give it a go, but
yeah, or maybe you watch it in your own time and then watch it again with the commentary.
No, I'm not going to do viewings of what's considered a terrible movie.
I was joking. I just wanted to see how you reacted, which is exactly how I knew you'd react. No, like the you belched out that no almost. All right, so as always, you know where to find us on our social channels, Spider-Man the Animated Series podcast. You know where to find Will on his social channels. It's at Robson Inc. I-N-K. If you haven't checked us out on those social channels, please do. Thank you for subscribing, and we'll catch you next time for our next review. Anything you want to add before we head off?
I want ice cream now, Spike.
Okay, Spike, go get... I want ice cream too, actually.
I'm going to go drink Bellinis with my wife in the garden.
That sounds lovely. You enjoy that. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. We will see you next time. That's all we got for this time on our Patreon. I'm Alex Robson.
I'm Will Robson. Thank you so much for subscribing.
That's right. And remember, with a great Patreon subscription comes great responsibility. Thanks much.
And also... the prize this month is the Spawn action figure. I don't know if that's been said, but for all of August, at the end of August, it will be chosen who wins it.
Cool. Okay, great. And that's for only a certain tier, though. Remember that.
Yes, the highest tier.
Yep. So, yeah, if you guys are a part of that and want to get a limited edition Spawn Baby, you can always upgrade to that.
$60 value. Whoa.
That's true. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Spider-Man, 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 Spider-Man